sound system ready? Toll-free line operational?
We've got a dial.
Project Alabama, man. Bucket on standby. Dak, have you got a gross hospital story ready?
Ready to go.
Rixall, grab 2 12 packs of Dr. Pepper out of the fridge.
You betcha.
Video camera. Is the video camera rolling?
Up and running.
Have we spammed everyone on ICQ? Is it working?
No problem.
Broadcast feed ready to go. Is WinApp geared up?
Got the check.
Anybody in the IRC yet? Damn, Netflix. Everybody got their headphones and microphones on? Let's go!
Sunday night, Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's the show you've been waiting 6 days and 24 hours to listen to. Lost on Cloud on Rant Radio. Check us out on the web at www.rantradio.com. You can chat with us on the IRC and the downloads of the Rant Radio channel, or click on chat out on web page. Give us a call.
How you been? Well, how you been, Eric? You been working? Like, for real?
If you want to be reminded of the show each week, you can keep it out of me at 51558. And now for the host of the show, me, Sonny Marion.
Thanks, y'all. Y'all can't ask it. The writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, some of you might fall, some of you might fall.
Looks like we're on.
Looks like we're up and running. Yes, it's Sunday
night.
And 9 o'clock. Time for
What the hell?
That's right, Dak. Scream into the mic. Scream.
Oh!
Scream, you bitch. Oh, my God. What the hell was that?
Yes, I was like, we have come to bed. What the hell?
I think I turned everything down.
Okay.
Show number 73, week number 73, anyway.
Is my
show
mic on?
Number 73. And
your mic is on.
Yes, your mic is on. Okay. We can hear you loud and clear.
Is my mic on? Are we on?
If you had headphones?
Can we go to the IRC?
can we switch over to the IRC, please?
Can we switch over to the IRC? I want to see the IRC. Can we see the IRC?
No.
Just put the dog in the fucking basket. All right.
Oh, Bob from Peru.
My name is
Gary
Gygax, and I'm... Pleased to meet you.
I saw that, and I just about had a run.
What's that from?
That was
from
Futurama tonight. They had Gary Gygax and Al Gore
and Stephen Hawking.
I missed that.
And
when
Nichols
was that on?
It was on
I thought Nichelle Nichols was dead.
No,
she'll never die.
No, it's not her. It's basically... It's thank you.
Her career.
Yes. So it's very, very cool. And we're all here.
We're all here. Most of us. Are you here?
I'm here.
I'm here too.
We're
going to go around the room.
Personally, I'm not all here.
Who came with the brain?
Who's got the brain? Okay, so going around the room tonight. Let's see. We'll start the room first. I think Samaria should be in front of the camera first. No, fuck that. He's ignoring me.
It's your Uncle Dak, and he's back, and he's waving again. He's not going to be to you this time.
Number
64
wonder.
Kick ass.
Number 64. And then we have
Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy's a fucking man.
Well, there we go. We got some more of that going on. He loves these really intense fucking JPEGs we get going on. So, and then moving right along, we have the Inkinator.
The Inkinator live on our camera.
In yours. You having fun out there? Actually, that's Hunganinki. Hunganinki. And then we have Prophet Quoth.
Hello.
Looking very sexy. And then we have back from her hiatus. Girl on the line.
Girl.
Hello.
Of...
I came back with a really, really ugly purse.
But the question of the hour, did you find any more Hello Kitty merchandise?
Oh, I barely resisted not buying the Hello Kitty Collection magazine number 9 yesterday in my trip to Richmond.
Girl on the left, please don't take this personally. This is no way meant to be an assault on you, but that's like a pimp ugly purse.
It is the purse of evil, Dak. I decided I was going to purchase it, and then an evil, evil laugh welled up from somewhere
deep,
down in my
deep.
Diaphragm.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a diaphragmic evil laugh.
It's a deep diaphragm evil laugh. I hate those deep diaphragm evil laughs.
I hit those all the time.
Scare the shit out of me. And then we have 200% sex eye projectile vomit man.
Can't make vomiting sounds enjoying creamy candy.
We'll get back to him later. So, is everybody ready for a race? is everybody ready for a race?
A race
I
of what?
I have a piece of info. Get ready. Listen, listen now.
Look, it's Sim. Sim's on.
Oh, and Sumerian. Yeah.
That's ugly.
So listen.
Let's see the next car. Let me see the next car. God, that turns me on. God, that turns me on.
Oh, yeah.
Good, every time I see that.
Evil next car. Evil next car. Okay, everyone ready for a race here?
Okay.
Okay.
Your marks.
What we need is a race. Are you ready?
Go.
Because you know they're going to go after this like fucking rabbit.
Oh, people. I've got some stuff first. I'm going to put this on the camera.
Oh, we got it.
Spidey.
Before, because I don't want to fast forward through the stuff.
Okay, so we're gonna put this on the...
You're going to see what you can order on the webpage.
Diapered combat
actual
monkey.
Examples. Before we get ready for the race, here's actual examples of what you can order on the webpage. First up, if you go to the webcam, you will see a Rant Radio coffee mug.
Is that the official Rant Radio coffee mug?
It is, in fact, the official Rant Radio coffee mug.
Where can I get one of those Rant Radio coffee mugs?
www.rantradio.com. And if you put hot liquid in it, the Rant Radio disappears. No, it doesn't.
It's a totally disappearing Gary Malkasian mug.
All right, and we have the Rant Radio mouse pad. Which
what a piece of crap. It's not even Everglide.
But that's okay. Better living through rubber. And then we have the Rant Radio t-shirt, which is so much better than the other Rant Radio t-shirt we made. Very
that's
much
right.
So.
We're jumping on the e-commerce bandwagon just like everyone else.
Not me. Not me, said the Sean. All right, because I would never fucking subject any cult members on a shitty t-shirt like that.
And
but
he hasn't
you can't.
Rating the e-commerce
it's a good,
server.
It's a good. It is a good t-shirt. It's 20.
No. Don't buy the t-shirt. It sucks.
It does actually suck. Does it
the
suck?
The t-shirt sucks. It's an iron-on. Don't order the t-shirt. The mouse pad and the coffee mug are very cool.
Let me see the coffee mug.
The coffee mug is awesome. That's the best, though.
Yeah, the coffee mug. I
definitely
it.
Get the coffee mug.
Get the
I want,
big
I
coffee
want,
mug.
I want
big choices are either a big one or
they're
a little one.
They're both
the
same
price.
Get the big
how
one.
Much are they?
12 American.
I want one of these. I want one of these now.
Yeah, they're really nice. Right?
They're very cool. Very, very cool. We may do some cult merchandise like the mugs and shit, because I'm not going to actually make mugs. And I mean, come on, a mug's a mug. Like,
that's right.
Can fall from space. You know, they don't break. Who cares, right? Because you always break the glasses, and you wind up with a cupboard full of fucking mugs, and you're throwing the mugs out because you can't get rid of these goddamn things. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
All your mics are on.
You just got to speak into it.
Okay, I'm talking into it. Here,
yeah.
Here, here.
Oh, yeah,
can everybody hear me out there?
Yep.
Can everybody hear
like
me?
This, you're just speaking to the side of it. It was no good. It was not good.
Okay.
So the race.
So if everyone's
what's
ready
going
for
on?
The race?
The race.
You want to know what the race is?
No, we got to go to the IRC.
All right.
You think so? You want to do the race? Well, it's up to you.
Well, no. We'll do the race is coming. Everyone's wondering what the race is.
Ah.
You want to know what the race is? Okay, going down from top to bottom.
It's Gargoyle Mr. Echo. Bob from Peru.
Hello,
Bob!
Bob! Goodbye, Bob.
Diapered Combat.
Monkey.
Something. Monkey, is
combat
it?
Monkey.
Diaper Combat Monkey.
And Hellbound!
Hellbound, welcome to you two new people. Nomads 360. Oh, Manders just joined.
Manders just jumped in there.
Buck X, Prophet Nixter, Prophet Diener, Prophet Fort, Prophet Rancigro, Prophet Scribe, Prophet Smokehouse, Prophet Zerstor, Ronan Burns.
Ronan Burns.
Hey, what's the new one?
Ronan Burns has been around for a little while. He's been on for a couple of weeks now.
XX91X, welcome, and Prophet Spidey, I guess.
Prophet Spidey.
Spidey is
from
sleeping
from
right now or something.
Clan up in the Powell River faction.
And Kendra.
Kendra.
Welcome. Welcome all. Welcome one.
So, are you ready for the race now?
I think so.
All right, here's the race. On your marks. Get set. And
go.
Brainwashing 4 is on the FTP site now if you
can't
download it.
Can't download it.
They can't download it?
Not right now. Not during the show because it max. It's a strain on the bandwidth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so after the show. It's done. It's ready. It's sitting there for everyone to enjoy.
Because
what?
Well,
oh, definitely. Definitely. Should
we... Coming soon to a Rant Radio near you.
Yeah, we'll repoint it or something.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Lied about that. I'm talking.
No, it's there.
I'm the big fucking cock
tease. No, it's there.
I thought they'd be downloading it now while we're listening to the show. That way, at the end of the show,
Didn't I date you?
Listen to it. What's that?
Didn't I date you?
Yeah, no kidding. But in any case, it is done.
It's very good. I've listened to it.
It's pretty funny.
Good levels, too.
What's that?
Good levels.
Good levels. Yeah, the mix of post-production.
It's amazing.
It's pretty good.
Well,
and
you know, really, it's not
it.
Really the
message.
It's
all me.
It's not really the message. It's the editing that counts.
It is. It's the way it's presented.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
That's why they have those Oscars. You know, everybody's waiting to see who gets best
sure.
on it.
I mean, absolutely.
It's a big award tonight.
Thank you. Movie doesn't mean shit. You know, it's all about special effects. because, oh my God, Prophet Spidey's turned on by potential cock teasing.
Oh well. New race.
We can't actually run that one.
A little
one.
Bit of cult news.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Sure, if you want to do it. If it comes to your mind, I mean, geez.
A little bit of cult
news. Do whenever.
Everybody must thank Prophet Rancid Girl. Aside from usually
Why
being...
That?
What's that?
Why is that?
Well, because aside from usually, you know, typing 2 million fucking lines in the IRC when the show's on and asking, you know, incredible
and
questions.
And ICQ.
The most prolific member of cult by far.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, poor Smoke.
Definitely
out,
a prophet.
He's constantly getting his fucking ass kicked off. Oh, my God.
Connection reset
I'm
by
sorry,
peer.
I'm sorry, Smokehouse, buddy. Oh, shit.
You should upgrade your line.
The truth is that Rancid Girl had a significant hand in helping us. We are trying right now as we speak for cult.ca.
Yes.
And we used Rancid Girl as our Saskatchewan connection.
That's right.
She is. She's our Saskatchewan lamp vendor.
Yep.
She's a vendor in Saskatchewan.
Rancid Girl's from Saskatchewan?
I guess so.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Rancid Girl.
Why else would a woman listen to this show on Sunday night unless she lived in Saskatchewan?
Good point.
Thank
right.
you for so coming
Rancid
out.
Girl, I want to tie you up with genuine Saskatchewan steel skin leather.
That's not it. Saskatchewan... Steel.
Salmon skin leather.
Is it salmon?
I thought it was seal.
Steel.
Steel.
Steel skin, not leather.
My skin crawl.
That's from...
Huh?
That's from
not
super,
possible.
That's from Super Dave.
So if it wasn't for Prophet Rancid Girl, we may not have had... Well, we may not get it. But
it's in the works.
It's in the works right now.
We applied today, said 5 days or something.
But I was in a jam. I needed a line. Rancid Girl was online. She gave me her address, phone number, whole nine yards.
Yep.
Which I've since deleted.
So she's liable for all the lying... That has gone on to get cult.ca.
Yes. And I didn't tell her it was a federal crime,
yeah.
which it is.
Well,
so,
sometimes it's just not worth mentioning
yeah,
at,
you know,
the, at the time.
So,
federal crime?
Well, it's fraud, technically.
Exactly.
Technically.
Beaver leather
technically. No, I'm
Hello?
Kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding there, Rancid Girl. It's not a federal crime. We're just fucking around. The worst thing they can say is no. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
you
are lying.
If we get it, then it's very cool because Rancid Girl had a hand
a part
in helping us. Cult.ca. And how rocking would that be, Dab?
Just
dub.
A little bit.
Cult.ca.
Because
yeah.
cult.com is taken.
So is org. So is net.
Crazy
so,
fuck.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, pisses me off.
What if we kill them? Would it
become
open?
I don't know what happens to them if we kill them.
Yeah, it would really be difficult to get the domain name transferred to us after we murdered the person.
Yeah,
what if they,
I could ask.
What if they signed
dear
something?
Internet, what if we kill the people who have that domain name?
But, under duress?
But what
you
if
mean?
A cult member assumed the identity of the person who owns it?
There you go.
We could have the Hoongans build a robot. And they could go like an, why not? It worked for Reagan.
You want to get on that, Enki?
Giant robot to go after domain name carriers.
Let's steal it. Look at all these fucking crazy guys.
Look at them all. Ronan Burns is back.
So yeah,
okay.
That's about it. That's all
that's
I
it
wanted
for
to say.
For now.
Right now.
Okay.
That's all I think of our more stuff.
So I'm lining up some interviews with some crazy people on the internet.
Imagine that.
Yeah. On the internet, you say. Crazy people.
Crazy people. That's
imagine.
Who we like to talk to,
I didn't know there
actually.
Was a lot of crazy people on the internet.
There's a couple. So
well, they're all nice, sane people like us.
Yeah, right. So if any of you crazy people out there know some crazy people we can interview, just ICQ me. But we're lining some up. One guy named Jesus and another guy who does...
Cool! We get to interview Jesus?
We get to interview Jesus if he agrees to it.
And I'm going to ask him what the fuck the deal is with Smokehouse's legs.
That's right.
He told me last time I talked to Jesus. Asked
well, you talked to God last time.
Oh, we talked to God, and he said Smokehouse wanted me to know what's the deal with Smokehouse's legs.
He didn't really answer, did
Wait
he?
Wait a second. Is
no.
it Jesus or is it Jesus?
No, I think it's Jesus. He's not Mexican or anything.
You know, I'm here to tell you.
He was white.
I got a chance to
What?
I'm sorry. I got to interrupt there. I honestly think that if I actually got a chance to have a word with Jesus, you know, really... It would
really?
Probably be like the end of Dogma, where that guy's like, what the fuck is going on? Why is everybody on the fucking floor? I would turn into Jay at the end of Dogma. It would be just brutal.
Saw that movie.
Oh,
all I
good,
have to say
very
is
good film.
Silent Bob is my lord and master.
Wow, there's a teddy bear sort of impact for you. But no, the truth of the matter is...
Fucking whoa.
Anki's claiming...
Scrape.
Bad touch. Cannot get out of shower. Stench of man still on me. So, it's all bad. It's so bad. giant girl on the left is playing with her hair. I will now.
Nervously.
Yeah.
Oh my God! What am I doing? Why did I come back?
I'm going to pretend I'm hairstyling and imagine this is not conversation is not good.
I am here. Now.
By the way, that was no way meant sexual. That was just meant I want to worship him. He's amazing.
Oh.
The man basically asked.
You're a backpedal now. You
okay.
Want to fuck him in the ass?
No.
Do you want to fuck him in the ass?
Maybe receive, but that's a.
Okay. You want to go fuck him in the ass?
Anyway.
Wow. What time is it now?
Time to move on. It's time.
We've already degraded to getting fucked in the ass.
Okay,
so
time to move on to the.
Yep. See how good be this show.
We did have a race into that. Yes.
What's in the news?
It's time for the news.
Sound system ready? Toll-free line operational?
You gotta dial.
Projectile vomit man, bucket on standby.
Check.
Dak, have you got a dose hospital story ready?
Ready to go.
Rixel, grab 2 12 packs of Dr. Pepper out of the fridge.
You betcha.
Video camera, is the video camera rule? It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
Remember, you're talking...
Totalitarian.
You're talking to a BC liberal.
There's only one true leader. It's Sean Kennedy.
Sean Kennedy is the fucking man.
He is our god.
You know, it's funny, actually, because when Smokehouse made that latest intro, which is on Brainwashing 4. I put the latest cult promo.
I think we should play that right now.
We did it.
Like
it was at the beginning of the show.
Times.
It was at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
It's the
intro for Brainwashing.
No. I mean the promo.
The promo. Okay. We played that at the beginning
of
the show.
Okay.
Yeah. And he made that thing up, and I mean that's way more ego stroking than anything
that you could even imagine, right?
Now I mentioned this story is so brutal. I mentioned it.
Couldn't believe this.
I posted this on the page.
Including that time I wore the monkey suit for you?
No, this is insane. Dax, this thing is nuts.
I heard it.
Okay, China toughens its regulations against computer viruses. Okay, let's put this up. It's on the cult webpage. For those of you that are elite, you already fucking seen it on the cult page.
That's right. We like to discuss these after.
And this is also in Brainwashing, so you're probably going to hear about this six fucking times. This is, like, brutal. China... This is under the story, you've got jail, where China has determined that China has toughened regulations against computer viruses, mandating fines up to 5 years imprisonment for people who spread the bugs, official newspaper said Friday. The China Daily said that regulations were issued last month by the Ministry of Public Security, there's a fucking nice title, and were made public this week after the I Love You virus crippled email systems worldwide. The regulations required that workplaces using computers to install virus prevention systems, scan the computer networks, train their workers on how to prevent viruses, and only use officially authorized antivirus products. Officially authorized.
Their intent is very good, to make people put in antivirus software.
It's true. The report also said you will be fined up to $3,600 for spreading... Of viruses, if commercial operations are involved, violators could also face a maximum prison term of 5 years. So
5 years
in a
Chinese.
Keep in mind,
this
is a country where you make $20 a month.
Yeah.
$30 a month if you're lucky. That's like a tech job.
And not only that.
And we're talking 5 years in a Chinese prison
for checking your mail.
Yeah, you accidentally check your mail and you've got the I love you in it. Just sends it out.
And the best part is that the fact that you can only use officially sanctioned antivirus software. So by the time it's approved by the Chinese government, it's going to be right about now they'd probably be approving Commodore 64 antivirus software.
That's
you know,
right, yeah.
and of course, you know, some poor son of a bitch is going to wind up getting shot, charge the bullets back to his family.
But what does this teach us? This teaches us not to use Microsoft Outlook Express. That's the only one that automatically runs all these viruses.
Yeah, there's that to it. Let's not turn it into a big Microsoft bash session because I fucking hate that shit. However, Hunyanenki will resort, no doubt, the retorts of his wonderful Linux box that he's now running.
This one doesn't actually...
Mind you, he's got to give up his sound.
That's Linux there, Sean.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
This one doesn't actually have anything to do with Outlook Express. You just run this VBS file.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what you get it in. Except for...
Who's calling it this time?
It's Visual Basic Script. It only
this
runs on Microsoft.
Might be...
Jesus?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Private Chicken.
Hey, Private Chicken!
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 Hey, how's it going, Drew?
How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Kind of a ball breaker day today, even though it was a Sunday and stuff like that. I'm just stepping outside right now, and everybody else is basically spending a lot hours of the day kind of working on their rifles and stripping them for inspection tomorrow and shit like that, whereas I got all that shit done earlier today, and my weapon is fucking immaculate.
Are you paying for this call?
Yes, I am, actually.
Do you want to not pay for this call?
Well, I already plunked in my fucking 20-minute phone card, but I did phone up because I couldn't get the fucking 1-800 or 1-877 number off yet.
Well, I can give that to you right now if you don't want to pay for it.
Well, give it to me in the end.
Sure.
I'll count down for a couple minutes here or whatever.
Okay.
Just to keep people informed as to what's actually going on, a private chicken is in Dundurn right now on his...
Dundurn.
In
that's
the,
way better.
In the asshole of the...
the best way to put it.
In the asshole of Galaxy getting basic training from the Army, which is very fucking cool. How are things going? How's your hand?
Well, it's not broken.
That's
yay!
Good.
I didn't fucking bust my fingers up like I thought. I've actually got flexibility in the fourth finger, and my pinky finger is actually swelling up a little bit more. We were doing section attacks all day yesterday and stuff like that. Fucking movement to contact and, you know, moving in different formations and engaging the enemy, so... We did about a fucking kilometer elbow crawling on the knees and elbows. You know, basically, it's you're walking along. The drill is, as soon as you get fire from the enemy, is double tap, dash, down, crawl forward, observe fire, reobserve fire, and keep doing that. And we did that for a kilometer over fucking rocky ground.
That's nice.
And you
fucking
have
my the commander or the basically the section commander that was teaching us that class was ex-PPCLI.
Great.
And he did a tour over in Bosnia and basically fought through a two-week engagement against the Serbs.
Great!
Yeah, he got fucking shelled, had his leg basically ripped off of his leg and shit like that, so he's been there, done that. Basically lives out his little beaker pissant life being hardcore to a bunch of reservists because he can't do anything better. But I didn't say that.
But that's all cool.
That's right. Nobody's as fucking hard as, like, the cult team in Rat Radio anyways.
That's right. Absolutely. So, tell me honestly, is that little care package I sent out with you helping you at all?
Oh, my God, man. I fucking butchered so many coat hangers from members of the platoon, making them fucking C7 cleaning items. I was, like, fucking under, like, the cover of a towel using the WD-40 to clean my weapon immaculately today. And let me tell you, the weapon I got issued was fucking pooched. Like, I was pulling carbon out of my weapon for, like, a fucking hour. It was just grim, and that WD-40, even though it's a totally non-sanctioned thing to use, totally helped.
Oh, yeah.
Diaper Combat Monkey says, tell Sariat I have his ration pack. I've already eaten the Kraft crackers and cheese, sorry. I don't know what that means, but...
No. Damn. I'm sure he'll have plenty of other shit to feed me. But,
You know this person?
I don't think so.
Diaper Combat Monkey? He's brand new. Maybe, have you been telling people out there to listen in, or... I guess I can't, really.
No, I actually checked my email the other day on base here and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
I didn't really contact anybody.
Okay.
I sent an email up to one person, and she knows who she is. She checks her email address, and I still haven't got an email from her. And considering she's, like, local out here in Saskatoon, but, you know.
Would that be Rancid Girl?
You could say that, yeah. Yeah, it's good. So
that's all cool.
Oh, very, yeah.
Quoth is here. Quoth has written you a letter, which is being mailed, as soon as the mail starts going again on Tuesday.
Woo, people love me.
Yeah, this is true.
Fucking two pieces of mail. Three.
And you're getting a package from me with some music in it.
Hmm?
So that's always good. And that's going out Monday as well.
Rocking.
So what else is going on? So you've been doing good. How's that putty knife we gave you? Is that helping at all, or did you not get a chance to use
it? The first day we got here on Sunday, the fucking putty knife was, like, confiscated. Basically, they had an amnesty box that went, anything that we considered a weapon, blah, 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 fucking sort it out, throw it here, you're not going to be persecuted for it or whatever, right?
Right.
So I came walking up to Corporal Bond in there, who is a hardcore motherfucker, and I've actually got the only known picture of Corporal Bond because he fucking wigs out due to security clearances if you try to take his picture and you're not allowed to. I've got a picture of him.
Sweet.
Yeah. So he threatened to fucking destroy my film. He actually told me he wants the negative film, like, clipped out and given to him when I get the pictures involved. I'm like, yeah, I'll be sure to mail that to you, Chunk.
Prophet Rancid Girl says that we're supposed to mention that we all love you.
Oh, thank you.
So that's from the IRC.
Okay, very cool.
And I have had a number of emails and questions from people in cult asking how you're doing.
Oh, very, very well, actually. My scores and my personal reviews are actually excellent. I had a personal review today. It's a weekly assessment. and it's on like a scale of 7. I got a bunch of 5s and 4s, and I got a 3 for reaction, for, what was it, how did they phrase it? A 3 for performance under stress.
Uh-huh.
Fucking cranked that locker over pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, it was a blinding agony kind of thing, actually. It wasn't like an anger thing. I was actually like tears streaming down my face. I was in so much fucking pain. So
yeah.
I was starting to go into like a minor like amounts of shock due to the pain when I cranked on the locker.
That's brutal, man.
Yeah.
Can we ask what happened that brought along this destruction of like public property?
Yeah, well, we were doing this big fucking mass ruck march, right? And just from the amount of push-ups that we're doing in a day, which numbers anywhere from 2 to 300. Well, think of it this way. The Canadian Armed Forces isn't allowed to punish you, right? By the fucking rights of the Human Commission. But they're allowed to reward you for extra special efforts or lack of attention to detail. So, as reward, you get to do, like, butter kicks or push-ups up the ass. Well, most people around here now are pretty much, like, sick and tired of doing push-ups. And they're like, oh, a set of 25 push-ups? Would you like that on the fingers or no, Master Corporal? Like, we do so many in a day now. Like, we've actually joked around that we've got, like, fingers of death, right? It's one of the catchphrases around here. But anyways, after the big-ass ruck march, my shoulder got pretty well and truly fucked, right? This compounded with all the fucking push-ups that we're doing on our knuckles and gravel and shit like that. It doesn't really help. So, at the end of the night, we had to pay back some of the rewards that we'd earned for the day, and we're doing dips off of a bench. So, basically what you do is you lie your body perpendicular to the ground, you put your arms behind you on the bench, and you lower yourself up and down, right? Well, we were only cranking out 10 because they were pretty hardcore. I got to, like, number 7, and my arm started, like, basically exploding in flames. And, basically, there's a lot of people here on course, or some people here on course, that don't put up the effort required. And I'm not one of those people, and I'm never going to fucking show that, right? So I got, like, fucking absolute blinding agony going on here. We fucking finish it off the set to 10. I, like, get up, arm goes fucking basically dead. Like, for all intents and purposes, I can't move it, like, the muscles or anything like that. It's fucking dead. But I know it's there because it is on fire. And people are looking at me because I've got tears streaming down my face from the fucking pain. And they're like, holy shit, man, are you okay? Are you okay? And I just, like, told everybody to back the fuck off. And as I walked past the locker, I just drilled it, like, right from back and left field. So.
Translation, all this shit just was starting to get to you a little bit. And you just basically had to take it out on something. And it was.
No, it wasn't even fucking stress or anger. It was, like, fucking pain. I had no release for the pain, is what it came down to.
I
reefed on the locker pretty good there. And,
something was hurting you. You wanted to hurt something back. I understand that.
Yeah, well, it was really funny because, like, the next day or 2 days later, like, my fingers are all fucked up like a soup sandwich, right? And I can't go to MIR, which stands for medical inspection, because if you do, it comes down to it's a self-inflicted injury and I can be charged for it. So I can't go to the fucking med board no matter what if I've broken my fingers or not. So I have to fucking put all my first aid knowledge into the practice here, right? So I get one of the lovely disposable razors that I fucking picked up there, broke the head off, used my saw power plier, cut the fucking handle in two, and splinted it up on both sides of the finger and used medical tape on it. So I made myself like a wicked little splint for my fingers, right? Fucking drive on. So, like, the next day, the platoon warrant officer was, like, all talking to us about the big inspection that we had and stuff like that, and giving us, like, the pep talk. He's a very fucking cool guy. He's just awesome. And I'm, like, front and center type of thing. He's like, Private Kulzinski, what did you do to your hand? I said, warrant? I forcibly drove two of my fingers into a locker and injured them, warrant. And fucking the platoon starts chuckling because they know exactly what's happened, right? And he just sort of fucking shakes his head and carries on with the speech because he fucking knows, right? So, but it was all pretty fucking good-natured and stuff like that. So.
Cool, so you haven't caught any shit from it. That's what we were a little bit worried about.
Oh, yeah, no. It's fucking, like I said, Saturday was pretty good, actually. We were all done up in the campaign, personal camouflage, yada, 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 doing our big-ass section attacks over, like, a kilometer long front. And late yesterday, early today, is when my fingers started fucking up on me again. We actually did, like, a swim test down in Saskatoon today and stuff like that. So,
do you have water
had, like,
in Saskatoon?
Yeah, Saskatoon.
That's amazing.
So 30 minutes northwest of where I'm at right now. So.
Are the bugs bad?
What's that?
Are the bugs bad?
I can't hear you, man.
Are the bugs bad?
Oh, they're not too bad. Actually, they're coming out now. The black flies are starting to be a bit of a cunt. The mosquitoes are a bit of a bitch, but I've got, like, the psycho bug repellent from absolute hell. So I just spray that on my clothes and a little bit on my, you know, wherever my hat, wrists, anywhere where it's exposed skin. Basically watches the rest of my platoon get eaten alive while I stay pretty fucking free and carefree.
Is this some of the stuff that we sent you, or is this...
Oh, yes, this is a Sean Kennedy care package in full effect.
Cool, I figured that basically it couldn't be the military, like CN20, that basically they give you that, you know, causes toxic shock to basically people who wear it.
Oh, yeah, standard issue will get you killed, man.
I'm pretty sure that that little care package I gave you, you were probably going, thank you, Sean, because I believe I heard you say thank you, Sean, once or twice over the last couple of weeks.
Fucking people look at my shit, and they're like, where did you get that? Like, coming back to that fucking putty scraper, okay, Corporal Bond in there fucking looked at it the first day, right? He's like, holy fuck, you got a whale skinner. What the fuck are you going to do with that, troop? Like, well, I've handed up to pretty good authority that we're going to be cleaning the floors a lot, so I figured this probably pick up, like, some of the shit on the floors, Corporal. He's like, I'll be taking that away. So the first major inspection we have, fucking, we got to pull all these rust stains off the floor, right? Now, these barracks, just for those who are out there, were made in 1943. It looks, if you've got, oh, fuck, this is a redundant question, but if you've ever seen Full Metal Jacket, pause.
Yeah.
Exactly what my barracks look like. There's fucking 34 other members all down a big long hallway with fucking double bunk beds and lockers.
So have you got a Gomer pile in your unit?
Several. Several, yeah.
Have you beaten
them?
They're
not necessarily male.
Have you beaten them?
Oh! Yeah, I hear that.
Okay, there's four chicks in our platoon right now. There's one that I've nicknamed Vasquez because she's harder than any of the guys. She's like waist high on me. Okay? So, and she fucking gives her, like, nobody believe, like, it's like, holy shit. Like, her name's Private Bellamy. Private Semple's also switched on. She's from Nanaimo. There's a couple others that aren't. They basically don't show up any effort whatsoever. But, I mean, that's indicative of the females and the guys. I mean, there's no distinction there. I mean, either you're a clusterfuck or you're not.
What happened to that little Chinese fucking kid?
Which one?
The one who didn't know shit about shit and you were wondering what the fuck planet he was on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's on my section, thankfully. but when we form up in the middle on the central line for inspection every day, he's, like, right there on my right-hand shoulder. He basically, I just have to sort him out in a fucking lot and help him out and stuff like that. He comes along, like, my inspections are my locker space and all that. My kids that are laid out are pretty much up to standard and, like, are a role model for the rest of the sections, which what that comes down to, right? he needs, I've helped him unfuck himself quite a few times. So.
Right on, man.
But he's coming along, and he's coming along. So
well, I'm glad.
The PTO here is pretty good. Like, I'm actually really surprised, like, the ruck marches and shit like that aren't a burn on me at all. We do a 13-kilometer fucking march in full kit on Friday. After we basically get driven out to point A, you have to fucking walk back to point B in full kit. Once you get there, you have to pick up somebody in environment carry with all of their kit and, like, carry it for 100 meters. So it's going to be a bit of a ball breaker, too. So.
Make sure you basically go down and pick them up right, because if you don't do that to start off with a fireman's carry, it never gets easier.
Yeah, well, I still get that, like, a little bit of a tense shoulder once in a while, too, right? So
take it easy, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not carrying guys that are weighing, like, 200 pounds. I'm carrying people like my size, right?
I know.
So, which totally helps. But you basically use Zen out, stuff like that, and start going over a couple, like, angry music songs in your head, whatever gets you through for 100 meters, and go from there, right? So.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Agenda this week, Tuesday or tomorrow, we're doing our weapons handling test, which basically, you know, how to load, unload, make safe, fire, you know, your immediate action drills for stoppages, you know, load up a magazine, 30 rounds loose in this amount of time, yada, yada, yada. Wednesday, Thursday, we're doing a two-day range exercise where basically we're going to be shooting a whole hell of a lot. And, I can't remember. Friday is a big inspection from, like, the school sergeant major, or pardon me, the base commandant. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I believe we're taking off into the bush for 2 days.
Well, 2 days isn't bad.
Yeah, basically, it's a pre, like, the basic training is broken down into two components. There's a 5 week or 4 week basic training course, the BRT, which is, by the end of next Friday, done for us, right? We actually graduate on June 2nd. And then from there, there's a two-week LET, which is land environmental training, and that's where you basically go play silly bugger up in the woods for, like, 2 weeks and do, like, section attacks and, you know, dig trenches, get assaulted, assault, run patrols, and survive in dirty environments and stuff like that. So that'll be very cool. Most of us are looking forward to the range time and getting out in the field and basically not having to deal with, like, bullshit inspections and polishing boots every day. So...
Okay, buddy, well, sounds like you're having a good time. Can we get a what the hell from you?
Oh, man, what the fucking hell am I doing out here in Dundurn?
All right.
Before you go, give him the number.
Yep.
So somebody talk.
What
Okay, so that was the chicken.
That's the chicken from way deep down in the deep, dark dirges or done fucking dirt out in Saskatchewan. So he's doing good. He's doing good out there. He's busting his bag and doing a good deed and fighting a good fight. So all of our hopes and prayers and dreams go out to him. Fucking everybody who's got his address, fucking write him. And we'll go from there as I stall. Where are we stalling?
Voila.
Okay, so anyway. Right back on. So Smokehouse managed to get back in there. And,
I helped them out.
Did you see that little quote from Smokehouse?
If I was so happy, I could dance.
If I could dance, I would.
Oh, that's
pretty good. The U.S. is not happy enough with bombing the Earth.
No.
That's not good enough for them.
The Trinity and Beyond sort of theme of the night. The U.S. planned one big nuclear blast for mankind. The U.S. Air Force developed a top-secret plan to detonate a nuclear bomb on the moon's ass. Oh, pardon me, on the moon as a display for military might in the height of the Cold War.
That would be impressive.
In an exclusive interview with The Observer, Dr. Leonard Riffle. Dr. fucking Leon, 73, the physicist who fronted the project in the late 50s in the U.S. military-backed Armored Research Foundation, revealed America's extraordinary lunar plan. It was clear the main aim of the proposed detonation was a PR exercise to show one of the one-upmanship. The Air Force wanted a mushroom cloud so large it would be visible on Earth, he said yesterday. The U.S. was lagging behind in the space race. The explosion would obviously be best on the dark side of the moon. The theory was that the bomb exploded on the edge of the moon where the mushroom cloud would be illuminated by the sun. The bomb would have been at least as large as the one used on Hiroshima at the end of World War II. Oh, yeah, I fucking guarantee that. That thing was a baby.
Crap.
So,
now there's a plan that's almost as brilliant as an episode of The Tick.
Yeah, no shit.
Just about.
And if
I'm going to use this giant laser to basically call seven up on the moon. Hey, who's been messing with my laser?
And if the dam breaks many years too soon, and if there's no room upon the hill. Oh, yeah, I'll get nuked on the fucking dark side of the moon.
Jeez. And the thing is, what they were basically hoping for was a big mushroom cloud. And the problem is, most people now are thinking, well, there's not enough of an atmosphere, and there's not enough gravity on the moon for there to be a mushroom cloud.
Yeah, but
it would just fly off, though.
No. What you would have is you would have all of the mass and matter would have been converted into energy. So you'd have this beautiful, pretty glowing orb on the side. You have a star on the side of the moon. Ooh, honey, look at that. Isn't that pretty? Let's make a wish. You know, fuck that.
And
I'm sorry.
Let's watch the nuclear blast
tonight. And then you could potentially be screwing with the orbit of the moon, which is
great.
No, there's not a chance. Yeah. There's not enough energy versus the mass of the moon.
You might get shrapnel.
No.
Is that possible?
Again, no.
No.
You could.
Shrapnel, minor. But they wouldn't be using that.
There's
shrapnel not
the size of fucking Buicks that come through the atmosphere all the time and get burnt up.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm
but
call
no,
you
the,
on
the
that
thing
one.
That I have the problem with
I'm
is
not
the fact
with
that.
You often, but I'll fight this one.
The thing I have a fucking problem with is if you ever like
did we fight in the bookstore.
Just as like I said, Sean and I and Angus the White Knight and who else was it there. Ronan Medic basically sat there and watched the movie Trinity and Beyond the other day.
Along
I was there too.
With Sim.
Don't actually talk about it because we're going to be watching
okay.
that again tonight.
But the thing that really pisses me off is you see these beautiful fucking Pacific islands. I mean, beautiful.
Yeah.
They're fucking paradise.
Oh, they're paradise. Gorgeous.
So let's move in there. Let's fucking
pave it. Build a city that's empty because, you know, we need it for testing.
And then
we nuke the living shit out of it.
Blow it up
thing.
So bad that the island goes away.
It's gone.
Gone. Island, no island.
Glassy island.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but the ocean eats it.
It's a nice man-made pool in there now.
It's fucking rank.
It's a fucking reef. It's a glow-in-the-dark nightlight for God, okay? Why the fuck?
Then they pick up all the fish and test them out.
Why, you know, I...
They still have hot crabs down there.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Coconut crabs.
Crabs, yeah. There's these huge, fucking ugly, mutated-looking things anyway. I mean, these are big... They're crabs that have claws so strong, they crack coconuts, right? And these things have radioactive waste in them at such a high level... That you
super
can't,
crabs.
You can't eat something that ate this thing.
Whoa.
Really?
Yes.
Because what happens is they get strontium 90 in their cells, and it's because it's sort of analogous to calcium. And the thing is, when they get larger shells, they eat their old shells for the calcium, so they just accumulate
huge masses of strontium 90.
And these things live for a long, long fucking time. So they just keep sucking up more radioactive waste.
I think
that's
great. I think we should have a giant fucking crab crawl out of the ocean. We'll take him, hold him down, we'll paint a giant
fucking
K on his back, and then let him go in the city.
That's great, Sean. You can catch the crab for us.
It's the cult crab.
It'll be great. We'll
Don't you hate it when real life turns into a bad 50s sci-fi movie?
No, but
they're such visionaries.
The girl on the left basically will back me up on this. I am not scared of shit, except for apparently a clipboard and a pen, but that's another story. I'll explain that later.
Okay.
But these things I wouldn't get within 20 feet of. They're the freakiest looking fucking things I've ever seen.
Oh, they're nasty. Yeah, they attack people. I had a professor.
I'd attack people, too. You nuked my fucking island. I'm all pissed. You got two legs. Fuck you.
I had a professor who studied down there, and whose last name is Fank Boner. He never made fun of anyone's name in class. But
Fank Boner.
Wow.
And
God
he was
hated
describing,
you.
You got to watch out for these things, because, you know, they snap coconuts. They will snap your legs. They're vicious.
Easily.
Now, wait a minute. How big are these claws? Coconuts. I mean, a coconut's a fair-sized thing.
The crab is about two feet across or something
like
that?
Yeah, I believe so.
2 feet across.
And about half of that is claw.
Yeah. Here's the scary part. They're not in the water. They're land crabs.
They climb trees,
pull down coconuts.
Airborne, death from above crabs. That's fucking porn.
If they can crack a coconut,
that's
they'll crack
evil.
Your head.
Can I put a laser on his fucking head? I want a laser. I mean, we could mount shit on these crabs.
They're that big,
yes. Just put a motion mini 22 caliber motion tracking cannon.
Strontium 90 hard mount points.
Oh my god! You know, and if we put like cybernetic stuff on them, we could make like a cybernetic crab attachment that would run off the radioactivity in his shell, and he would like run around, generate enough power until like he can like shoot shit out of the crab. God damn it! Where's the Ungans? Let's hook this shit up. I want a goddamn crab. I want a 2 foot long crab that I can let loose in the city. I mean, how fucking sexy would that be? Oh my god.
Welcome to Cal Joran's Jedi Academy.
Oh, here we go. Scribe,
oh, God. Who let the nerds out again?
On this site, you will find photographs of me and a few of my friends in our Jedi costumes.
Now, see, he's blowing it right there. If I was to set up the Jedi Academy, I'd
be serious about it, right?
I am the Jedi. You may have seen me on the latest LucasArts commercial when I got jacked at the airport. Yeah, that kind of a fucking...
That was a great fucking commercial.
That is a good commercial.
I haven't seen that one.
To put this all in perspective, we're making fun of these people.
Think about it. He's got a point.
It's all fair.
He's got a point.
They can make their own radio shows and make fun of us.
For further research on subjects like this, just check out a little flick called Trekkies.
Yes.
I haven't seen that yet. I've been tempted to rent it.
Oh, my God.
It's good, huh?
Warm up with Galaxy Quest.
Warm up with Galaxy Quest.
And you think, wow, the people in Galaxy Quest were really fucked up. And then you go and see Trekkies, and you're like, you know, I didn't really realize there was a homosexual love cult for Kirk and Spock. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Yep. Really?
No, I didn't, actually. Sorry! Slipped my mind!
It seems to be the current hot topic in some journalistic magazines. I've read like two articles.
What do they call it? They call it, what is it?
Slash.
Slash. Is the, what's it called? S&K or something like that?
Kirk slash Spock.
Yeah, S&K slash.
Yeah, but...
S&K slash?
Hey,
sorry, they can't
I saw an
S&K.
Iron Chef slash story. Granted, it was tongue-in-cheek, but still, it was an Iron Chef slash story.
Where what? Where
wasabi?
Well, basically, I'm sorry, but Chairman Kaga looks like he's a fucking fag, okay?
Who? Chairman who?
Kaga. Kaga, you know the guy who looks like Liberace, that guy.
Oh, the guy whose dream it was to sit there, and he's got a bigger ego than I do, and he sits there and strokes like the big ball, and you expect him to cast a spell or some shit halfway through the beginning.
The guy with the yellow bell
pepper. Now that I have you
a
prisoner, Mr. Bond.
Yeah, he's sitting there, he's stroking a bell pepper like it was basically Bofeld's cat. It's insane.
If he had a cat, he'd be a James Bond villain.
Exactly.
Actually, fuck that. I think we should just make him a James Bond villain.
I don't expect you to cook something, Mr. Bond. I expect
you
to
die.
A chilling wave. It's school.
Yeah.
The world never fails.
Wait.
Oh, here's the link. The world never fails to dredge up thoughts of misery and terror since the student massacre of 15 left over just 1 year ago. And there's nothing quite like the fear to open up the path of new rules and regulations, new politics and plan. That might explain why North Carolina is quietly launching a program that allows students to call anonymously and fill out web-based forms to report on classmates who might appear depressed or angry. Or who just scare them.
This would be just too cool if we were still in high school.
Oh, my God.
I'd fill it out every day.
Where are the jocks?
You would fill
anonymously.
It out.
You can post all your friends and family
from different
high schools.
Yeah,
let's just go to the webpage and make up names.
Bigger awards for immediate friends and family.
Pissed me off today?
Not only that.
Forget about that. When I went to school, I would have one of these made out for me at least 7 times a day.
Oh, motherfucker. Without a doubt, people were afraid of me. We used to have Desert Storm was on. We were the most knowledgeable gun grids in the world, man. We knew everything about that shit.
It's one of the warning signs.
It is. It's a warning sign. Are you angry? Are you angry and depressed? All of San Jose cult would be gone right fucking now. I mean, Fort fucking drill Pern and Marker K on his arms for fuck's sake. What, are you insane? The guy'd be fucking in jail now.
Getting back to this,
we've
this is going on.
We've got 10 reports on you, Pork.
I kind of mentioned this, and I tried to get this story out, but unfortunately I wasn't showing up because of class. In New Jersey, which, why am I not fucking surprised?
New Jersey keeps popping up.
6 kids were suspended. We're talking elementary age school children were suspended from school for, get this, running around playing cowboys and Indians, pointing their fingers at each other and going, bang, bang, you're dead.
Yeah, we did this story. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's turned into...
No, it's beyond crazy.
It's like, witch! So what we're going to do
is
I have a solution for the people in North Carolina. Now, what the kids are trying to do at school, maybe someone in North Carolina is listening right now. Okay, maybe because this program is actually decided to be nationwide. They want this thing to be nationwide, and it is nationwide. It's not just in North Carolina.
Maybe it's just a test in North Carolina.
That's right.
See how well
see how well it does.
Remember,
but you can phone because they have a website that you can contact anywhere in the world, like anywhere in North America.
Remember,
website, right?
When the rights of someone are basically violated somewhere else, always be worried about it because eventually it could happen to you.
So I have the solution here. See, the problem. This is Castaway. Now, this was a story I ran on Cult. A long time ago. I ran this a while back on Cult. So, again, all the leaked people know about this already. But for the rest of us just playing catch-up, it's what it is you can go and you can report these guys online, right? So here's what you do. The problem is, let's be real, you're a nerd, you're sitting at home right now, you're listening to What the Hell, because, you know, your life is basically a big fat bag of shit, and you're trying not to get the snot kicked out of you tomorrow at school. Now, the problem is that these fucking jocks keep, you know, jacking you at school. So here's what you do. You know, the goal here is not to hurt people. The goal here is to get back at these fucking jocks, right?
Yep.
Now, you know where their lockers are. You know exactly where their lockers are, okay? So here's what you do. Okay, what you do is you go. You find out where they live. You find out where they live. You find out where their lockers are.
Very easy.
Very easy to do, okay? Then you go down to your local used bookstore. Pick up a shitload of, like, Soldier of Fortune, How to Blow Up Shit, that kind of stuff.
Guns and Ammo.
Guns and Ammo mags, right? Put them all inside of a box, okay? Take the box behind where the guy lives, okay? Make sure it's got a lid on it.
Yep.
Like a metal box, like a cookie tin or some shit.
Yep.
Okay? And go buy yourself a couple of knives and, you know, write some scrawled shit in crayon there, like a... must kill fellow classmates or something like that.
Make a list up.
Make a list. And in the garden behind their house, you put this box, you know.
Now, as an interjection here, remember, wear surgical gloves while you're doing this.
Oh, yeah, this is all surgical.
Wear some nice leather gloves. Look like riding gloves, biking gloves.
Yeah,
it doesn't look too obvious.
Right behind his house, you put it there. Then?
Latex surgical.
No, actually, go with leather. Latex, they can now pick up prints through.
No, but when you're buying this stuff in the store, you're not going to wear latex surgical
gloves. No, that's why you wear leather gloves when you do it.
Right, yeah. Leather gloves.
In any case, regardless, yeah, wear gloves.
I got to know these things.
So, you go. You go, you put the box behind his house. Then you go to his school, where his locker is. You can get drugs. Get some fucking drugs. Go get into his locker. Get into his locker and then put a different lock back on there. But this must be done same day.
That's be very well timed.
This must be done probably in the morning classes.
Well timed, remember, always.
Okay. But if you can get his combination, that's the key. If you can get his combination. If you should get his combination for his lock.
And if you can't get his combination.
Bolt cutters.
Bolt cutters.
Yeah, but the thing is that he's got to not know it's there.
Yeah.
So the trick is, what you got to do is you got to place shit in his locker and then report him, right?
Yeah.
And say that you report him the prior day saying that this day, or you do it after school.
I heard he was going to do it this day.
Like, I overheard them talking. They're going to do some bad shit. This guy's going to start killing people tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're very scared. You don't want to talk about it because you don't want him coming after you.
Yeah.
Now, Wave America will freak all the fuck out.
It's anonymous.
They'll
do it from a payphone.
Oh, yeah, do it from a payphone. They'll freak the fuck out. They'll go to the school. They'll check his locker. What locker? I don't know my combination. Bullshit. Bullshit. You don't know your combination.
It's not working.
I can't open the locker. I this isn't my lock. this isn't my lock. Yeah, bullshit, Jack. Oh, my God. There's drugs and a knife in here.
Those aren't mine.
Those aren't mine. I don't know where they are. And I don't suppose shake a. This can of firearms, because it's not yours. No, I don't know anything about it. How could you, son? How could you? Holy fuck, I didn't.
You got to get his prints on it, though. I mean, it won't have his prints on it.
So
it's going to look like a setup, but you get him in trouble anyway.
All you need with his prints is like a brown paper bag or something like that.
Yeah,
and
it won't matter anyway. You'll get him in big trouble.
Do you think they're going to dust it? They're not going to dust some fucking 60-year-old shit for prints.
Maybe.
That's exactly.
Look at this.
Touch.
I've got another idea for getting rid of this Wave program. Well, there was a Slashdot interview with several of the people who started the Wave.
Yeah.
It's got their real names. I bet they've got kids in school.
Wow.
Keep reporting their kids over and over.
That's
they probably do have kids in school because they'd be concerned about them.
Here's another little idea. Part of this program is web-based reporting of this shit, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Spam the fucking webpage with the name of everyone in your school.
There's another way. Just flood them.
Deckers. Anybody know how to script in Perl? Shouldn't be too tough.
Yeah, flood them with everyone every day.
Yeah.
Wow, this is useless.
We're
shut
all
it down.
A threat. We're all a security threat.
You might want to do something sort of faking your IP address so it looks like these hits are coming from different
you don't
sites.
Want to be doing it from your computer, that's for sure. Go to a web cafe.
Oh, yeah, don't do this shit.
Use cash to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Use the school's computer.
Use the school's computer.
That'd be pretty sexy.
No, that may be bad as well.
In any case, what else we got going on?
We could do this one.
Oh yeah, this is where James got nailed as
Sumerian.
The Christ.
Sumerian.
Sorry, yes, Sumerian.
Who are you talking about?
So that's what the scar is for—to cover up the mark of the beast.
That's right.
True. Yes.
A leading conservative candidate to succeed the Pope, John Paul II, was warned that the Antichrist, foreseen in the Book of Revelations, is already among us. Cardinal Giacomo Biffi, 71.
He looks like an authority, don't you?
At 71, said that the modern Antichrist...
Got a dead guy on a stick.
Identified... No, that's Pope John Paul II.
On the stick?
Yeah, the guy on the stick. No, that's
excuse me for a second.
Slap! that's our man, Jesus. Identified in the Book of Revelation as the seven-headed beast, was most likely now disguised as a philanthropist... supporting creeds like vegetarianism, animal rights, or pacifism.
Oh, my God, that's
good.
Horrible
stuff. The church
stuff.
Doesn't support peace.
What kind of sick bastard supports pacifism?
Some philanthropist, vegetarian, animal rights.
I have no money.
Pacifist.
I'm not a philanthropist.
Or advocating dialogue with Orthodox or Anglican believers. That's right, folks.
So
don't talk to your other Christians.
Or you're the seven-headed, beast.
So if you're a vegetarian who's rich... and in animal rights and generally being peaceful, who wants everyone to just get along, you're the Antichrist.
God, it's Oprah.
And I
so eat meat and torture animals.
Wait a second.
Holy shit, man. You just hit the nail on the head.
Wait a second. That works.
Like.
Okay, no, wait a second. The guy's right. It makes sense.
It does.
What's
it's Oprah.
Oprah's the seven-headed beast. She
Why?
Changes form every 6 months. Thin Oprah, large Oprah.
I think she might be the Scarlet Horror of Babylon, but I don't think she's the beast. That's just me. I could be wrong. Yeah, I'm burning for that one.
But true aim is to undermine the Catholic Church, the cardinal argued.
Well, I'm here to tell you, if that's what the fucking Antichrist is about, I hope he has a successful reign for 1,000 years.
That's too good.
How do you top that with Oprah being the Antichrist? I mean, we've just proven it.
I mean, that's just brutal. You know, what the fuck do you say? We did this one last week.
What? Okay, I forgot to delete it then.
Bad Sim.
So,
bad Sim.
Craziness, craziness ensues.
We didn't do this one last week.
I love this one.
This one's great.
Yeah, this is another one from the COVID.
No one is safe.
Yes. The high schools are starting to run background checks on students' prom dates.
What?
Yes, you want to take a woman to the prom, you got to let them know who they are, who they're about, what
need
their
your credit rating and your past
what
criminal
their
history.
Grades are. Otherwise, they can't go to the school prom.
Wow.
This is where you go and you breed insects. You breed insects for a night like this.
Okay, so you are a bad guy, and you did get banned from that prom. What are you going to do now? Wreak havoc on the prom, even more so than you did before.
Fuck
that. Not targeted at other prom people, targeted at the people who organized the prom now.
I would let so many rats go in that fucking building. Oh, yeah. My God.
Bubonically infested rats.
I'd like run. No, I wouldn't want to kill anybody, but I'd like, oh,
you know,
wow.
How long it takes
before,
to breed rats? No time at all.
Sean, I've said this to you before. You know, you're way too fucking soft on these pieces of detritus.
Well, I'm here to tell you. I'm kind of down on actually hurting people. You know, like, I'm all for a little bit of creative.
I don't want to hurt them. I want it to be quick.
Pig's blood. Yeah, that's true.
Carry all over again. And for our last, but not least.
Automated for your annoyances. What the hell is this?
This is pretty... I haven't used it. I don't know what it does, but somebody sent it to me to use on the guy from New Jersey.
What is this?
It's called Online Rush's Total Annoying Caller, automated for your annoyances.
Just enter your victim's phone number
and press the button. An annoying call will be placed within a minute. Be sure the line is clear. Input area code first. Press the button to submit your call. Have a nice day.
Why don't we get one?
Should we try this out on ourselves?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to try this out. And just not to incur any charges on my side.
You know, this is probably an automated submission to telephone marketing systems.
Good.
You just fucked yourself.
No.
You used your phone number.
Invalid telephone number.
Oh, it probably doesn't do North America.
Okay.
I think that's a really bad idea.
You know why it said the line must be clear? Because if it gets a busy signal, it only makes one call.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you should do this, man. Oh, well, off it goes.
We're going to find out what
it probably doesn't do. No, whatever. It doesn't do my phone number.
It probably doesn't take Canadian numbers.
Doesn't do Canadian, doesn't do toll-free. Maybe it only does one area code. Maybe it just does New Jersey.
Let's try our New Jersey phone number. No,
because it won't help us because we won't be able to hear what it does. So somebody out there, I'm glad it doesn't work on my numbers, but somebody do it and tell me what it does.
Oh, no, you don't understand. See, it didn't work on your number now. But it just got stored in a database.
You know, I don't care.
Start kidding. But anyway, you should send that link to me because I'd like to post that on the page.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It worked. Oh, Prophet Spidey did it. Okay, what did it say?
What happened there, Prophet Spidey? You'll have to put that in the IRC.
Or you can phone it in or whatever. Put it in the IRC.
Yeah. That's
and,
why there's no free DAC fund.
What? Free DAC fund?
Yeah.
What's this?
I don't know what that's in reference to.
I'll have to go up and check out what people are saying.
La la, DAC is a ruthless killer.
My God. Or so say the Sex Pistols.
I have no idea.
Whatever. I want some radioactive crabs. I want to get back to that crab thing. Fuck. Where can we get... You know what?
Radioactive crabs.
We need a mascot.
Do we?
We're
not going to keep it here. I've had enough pets in my life.
Oh, fucking! I'm so miserable. Look at me.
Shut up.
I'm married. I'm so miserable.
You can bring the pet every Sunday.
Anybody who does not like animals
is
something wrong with them.
I like animals.
I've always wore acid on it. I think that would be a really cool mascot.
I had two dogs, four chinchillas, 20 rats. Way too many animals at the same time. I'm animaled out.
As a cult project, can we blow up telemarketing companies for the good of the world?
You know what?
Oh, God.
We can't tell you yes on the air, wink, wink.
Fuck that. Fourier, go crazy. Knock yourself out.
Better still go after the multi-level marketing.
Fill your fucking boots, man.
Yeah, Jello, what do you mean no one wants me to hear to talk to
you
after I shut up and
see here? That'll be our mascot.
We've got something from Rancid Girl here.
Oh, everyone listen up. This is very cool.
This is very cool. It was submitted on the cult page. It is in reference to... I can't remember what it was in reference to, actually. But it's very cool. So I'm going to read it out. Or Dak, do you want to read it out? Or
I can read it if you like.
From Rancid Girl. No matter what direction we are headed, we always justify our movement by calling it progress. We, as the human race, as a society, as subcultures, even as individuals, have this need to be moving. Stagnancy is somehow an offense to our nature. But we seem to think that no matter what direction we're moving in, we're always progressing. We reach certain phases in our lives, and then we find something different. We say that we are past that, as if some little trifling thing pissing it off as if immaturity or worse. I wonder if people ever notice that some of the movement we're making are backtracking. The amusing thing about it is that wherever we go, wherever we get there, we cannot imagine anything better. Or think of ways in which we could get much... I can't read this anymore. This is just a little too blurry for me.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, would you do it?
Okay. What'd you get to?
About there.
Okay. Also, stagnancy is something we can't stand because nothing is happening. And without anything happening, how can we make sure that anything will ever happen? We need purpose. We need to feel like we're making our mark, that we will be remembered. You might even say that the core of our problems in human nature is our failure to be creative, our inability to produce creativity, or rather our need to stifle it. We were more creative. We could see a million possible alternatives at every step and understand that each one could move us forward, backwards, or sideways. The way we operate right now, it's like there's only one step. It's always the next step. Elementary school, high school, college, job, wife, family, nice house, picket fence, dental plan, pension plan, retirement plan, vacation in Rome, bada bing, bada boom, you're free to go. Please keep your hands and arms inside the roller coaster. Once you're on, you can't step off. If you reach a spot where you want to stay at, well, too bad, because you're not accomplishing anything new. And suddenly what you accomplished 5 minutes ago that was so wonderful and such a milestone isn't worth shit because it's not new. It's like the course we're on is set. If you think you've reached your peak, you step off the ride. You're considered a quitter, or you keep riding and plunge into another low only to reach yet another high. Who are we to say we've achieved greatness? Fact is, we never know, so we constantly press on, hoping that someday we'll achieve it and everyone will acknowledge it, blazing fanfare of trumpets, and ultimately nothing is ever going to be good enough, because you're not focusing on what makes yourself feel like a great person. You're focusing on what society thinks is great. Perhaps that's why the ride can never stop, because society is changing, constantly changing its collective mind. Today it's all the rage to have a picket fence. Tomorrow the tell us fences only separate us from our neighbors. Today we'll need a swimming pool. Tomorrow, though gardens are a big thing again, we suddenly have no backyard to plant a garden in because we just dug it up to install our pool. We have this voice constantly spurring us on, the voice of mother culture that suppresses every urge. We have to break free from what is expected and do what truly makes us happy. She screams so loud she subverted the majority of the population. If you try to stand up for your rights, you get trampled in a stampede of those who only want the next brownie point. We have no choice in the matter. The people say, life's a ride, you can step off any time. But the fact is, nobody ever asked me if I wanted to step on the fucking ride. The sad fact is, we're born on this roller coaster, and we've got two choices. Progress with the rest of society, or break off and become an anarchist. Not in the true sense of the word, but in the sense of how all the uneducated socialitists see it. Savages eking out a meager existence in the jungle, murdering one another for the next fix, because as individuals against this mass, that's all we can do. We don't need to step off the ride. We may need to make a new one, one that goes at whatever speed you want it to, one that ends whenever you want it to, wherever you want it to, and stays there, because you've decided, hey, this is where I progress to. This feels great. If you feel like moving on, the ride is still there waiting. If not, it sits out in the back and collects rust. We need to make it a whole bloody theme park. And if you want to, you can choose not to enter the damn thing. If you do go in, you can go on every ride you want, or no rides at all, or pick one and stay on it, but you always have the choice. But can this happen? No, because the world has limited resources, and all of them were used up in creating this pre-existent ride. We put all our efforts in everything we're building in this one ride, and somehow it carries all of our hopes, dreams, and aspirations. We can't build another ride because we have nothing left to build it with. We have to shut down this ride and strip it for parts. However, there is a problem. The one similarly between the two rides is that the choice to get off the ride can and must be made freely, and the ride cannot be destroyed until each person freely decides to hop off. And can this happen? No, because people have this need to follow the mass, and as long as few people went first and they're still alive, it has to be safe for me to go. We break off in ones and twos and are never heard from again. We're not seen as safe and sound in a nice cozy place, and that's ultimately what people are after, is security.
They don't see us with security, so they choose not to follow. They rather not risk having to create their own stability because they know they don't have the power to do it. Instead, they have to buy the dog food run-of-the-mill name brand security that comes in small doses or steps, such as college education, a job, a spouse, a family, a house with a nice picket fence, and see how we keep coming back to the same places? We don't have the security in their eyes. We don't care for the steps, and therefore we bypass them and make our own. They don't have security in our eyes because they're constantly scrambling for the next step in search of some higher goal they'll never achieve, mainly because the goal doesn't exist. Maybe that's the major flaw with most organized religion. It's based on goal-oriented steps that drive, consume, and ultimately eradicate the human race. The final destination is a promise of unseen glory that one reason or another cannot be fully explained until you're there. Heaven could be a janitor's closet filled with cockroaches. We couldn't complain because nobody ever specifically told us that it wouldn't be. I hate to break things down into what we against they, but it's fundamental difference of thought. We reach for goals that have personally been established, and we know where they're attainable because we created them. They reach for goals that have been unreached since they were born and will continue to be unreached when they eventually die. The difference? They're constantly progressing towards the goal while we are stagnant. They will laugh at us because they get closer and closer to the final goal. They miss the mark, but hey, they got damn close, and we'll cry for them for the exact same reason. That was from Rancid Girl.
That was a very good rant.
That was very good.
I know exactly what she's talking about because for the last 10 years, I've had half my friends, my family, and everybody I know and meet tell me the same thing. Why don't you try to better yourself, Desmond? Why are you happy doing a shit-ass job?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you happy basically dealing with shit?
Because
I don't give a crap about any of this shit.
Because I just don't give a fuck.
If you're happy, you're happy. Why do you have to be their happy?
Exactly.
Why can't you be your happy?
I do not live to work. I work to fucking...
follow the herd.
Sheeple.
Yes, the wonderful sheeple that are out there. Yes, it's true. Just before we go off on the...
We
got a rant queued up here.
Yeah, by you.
Just before we go off on a rant here, I'd like to touch on a couple of things that I didn't mention in brainwashing. I've been having some really deep, in-depth talks with... can we go to the MRC here?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I've been having some deep, in-depth talks with... It was too long.
It was too
long. Hey, who else submitted rants?
Did anybody chirp?
Anybody else submit rants?
No.
Anyone?
Shut the fuck up.
So, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought she had a lot to say.
Yeah.
You know, people talk a lot, then, you know, that's all cool.
Submit your rants. Make them short.
We'll
read them.
If they're too long, I'll say, hey, this rant's too fucking long. But don't worry about it.
I thought it was pretty good.
It made a lot of really valid points.
My God, that might have taken a whole 3 minutes to read.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
That's it. New rule. No more intelligent discourse on Rant Radio.
I'm sorry.
My poor Nintendo attention span.
I'm sorry. Did we exceed your attention span? Well, muffin.
All right, easy.
Back.
I think we spanked him enough. I think we spanked him enough, for fuck's sakes. All right. Anyway.
Bad rant
list. All right. So, and anyway, something's been going on. Basically, cult has grown to the point now where we can go one of two ways. And I would like to put it out to...
Violent overthrow of every government on the face of the earth?
No, this is serious. Basically, we're getting slowly bigger. We're getting slowly bigger. And I'm kind of at the point where we've had some people approach me, and some people want cult to actually begin to start getting like a bit of a crazy rank structure going on, where people have... You know, we start organizing it in a more militant fashion,
mm-hmm.
and yet other people are inclined to just keep it as cult, as this mass collective of friends.
Kind of anarchy, sort of.
Anarchy, sort of friend.
So the old structure right now is it's divided into clans, and that's about it.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, my personal feelings, because let's be real, nothing's going to happen unless I fucking say it is.
can I be a grand wizard?
If he gets a hood, I get one too.
Well,
that's just so not going to happen.
Please don't beat me again.
So what we're talking about is whether or not we want to start structuring. You know what, now as I mention it, fuck ranks, man.
Ranks bad.
No,
anarchy
bad.
Good.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this, and the more I think about it, the more my original idea was good. There's got to be no fucking ranks.
Everything's
just
good so
it's
far.
All just, yeah, it's good. And you know what? Fuck them. Okay, we've got it all going on. We're just going to keep it happening. And even guys like Fork.
So there you go. No rank.
Fucking...
Everyone's equal. Look at all that. They don't.
And Fork, if anyone's going to have high rank, it'd be fucking Fork. And he's a guy who doesn't want any rank. You know what I'm saying?
People
and,
will be
recognized. That's not what we want. We're going to be.
I think people will be recognized on their own merits.
Ding! My God! Who let you into the fucking room? You've
about,
got a brain!
How about that?
A meritocracy.
Yeah. So that's.
Everyone knows Fork because he does
Randy
good.
Girl, down.
Because he does. He does good art. And they go, Fork's the guy who does good art, right?
So you know what? The cults basically told me what's going on. Bear in mind, this isn't a democracy.
You said Rancid Girls in Saskatchewan, right?
What's that?
Yeah.
Rancid Girls, too many boys, too few orifices.
I think she was kidding.
So, for her own safety.
If anyone fucks with Rancid Girl, I'll cut their hands off. Any questions?
Right.
So,
right.
The bottom line here is that...
hey, Foyer, I know where you got that line.
We have to... We choose our own level of involvement.
Where's that from?
That's Fight Club.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and quite honestly...
But we don't talk about that.
But in brainwashing, there is some things that you can do which help you make a choice as to, like, in the latest brainwashing, if you want to get involved with a cult, we'll get it going on, we'll get it happening, and you know what? There's not going to be any ranks. I'm not going to put ranks in this fucking thing.
That's what everyone's saying. They hate
it. No one wants ranks. Ranks bad. Ranks suck.
Anarchy good.
Anarchy good. Well, it's not
okay,
anarchy.
Okay, so we'll just keep it. And you know what? There's a lot more freedom in that. Really.
There is.
Because people are like, well, it's not organized, because I've had a lot of guys come to me and say...
people will start pulling ranks.
And people will start doing the rank thing, and that's all I have. But the cool thing is that you can have somebody do something in the name of cult.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just kind of like the ALF, the Animal Liberation Front, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of those guys do some crazy shit. They do it all for the ALF. There's no fucking communication. There's no fucking control. It's all going to happen, man. And I think it's going to be going to be great. I think it's going to kick ass. Let's cue up this rant and get it going on. This one's a little bit more fun.
Yep, this one's a little fun. This was done on the show.
Did you read that?
No.
She's gone.
What?
Just breathe.
What the fuck? So you asked for it. Your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works. That's just how it works.
What pisses me off this week is the fact that when people get chicks in their life, you know, you have things going on every day, and you get chicks in your life, and your buddy's there, and you're going on, yeah, man, we're going to do our band, it's going to be cool, we're going to have chicks and all that stuff, and we're going to be getting it. But lo and behold, they go to one show, they get a chick, and boom, they're gone. What happened to Sim? Oh, the women got him. Oh, fuck.
Took him away.
There goes. So if anything, fucking people sit there and they go like, oh, well, if you start, you know, your friends start dating a woman, assume them to be fucking dead because they're gone. That's it. They're gone. You notice that. You sit there and you see these guys and they're all cool and they're like, yeah, man, dead with the chicks, with fucking bitches. Man, I've never, it's bros before hoes, man. Bros before hoes. Yeah. And then they come along and they was whoosh, from 30 feet away, Indiana Jones looking like a pussy. Fucking large and in charge. And then it's all, oh, it's not my fault. You didn't come over and edit. I had all the time ready to go. You didn't come over and edit. Well, if I could have had any kind of communion with you, like a phone call or something, shit. Since been gone so long, you couldn't find the fucking guy with a bloodhound on a Ouija board, okay? The fucking guy's gone, man. He's like, you dig him up. Oh, it's Jimmy Alpha. And Sumerian. What a fucking shock. And my ranch right next the Holy Grail, so fuck you!
So long, I let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again.
Girlfriends murder band. Girlfriends do murder band.
They do.
Now, what I want to know is, are women actually all fucked up? You know,
I've got two of them here.
I have a theory. I have a theory.
I'm not allowed to answer this because my girlfriend has actually had medical help.
Yeah, so she's in the fucking pro version of all our women. Of course, by that matter, are all men fucked up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In their eyes, are we fucked up?
Hey, I'm not fucked up. Two out of three psychiatrists say Desmond's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
And who the fuck am I to judge, right? Oh, Sean, you're a picture perfect measure of fucking health.
Very down to earth.
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah,
don't kill yourself, kill other people.
Sean's motto.
Yes, it's true.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I think it's great. However, I had everyone laugh at me when they questioned my morality today. Namely, Quoth was saying that my ethics were in question.
I didn't say that. I said you were ethical, and everybody laughed. It's not my fault they laughed.
I'm very ethical. Cult thinks I'm fucking...
Actually, I know you're ethical. I've seen you basically not steal when you had the opportunity.
True.
I've seen you work when you've had the opportunity to dog fuck. because you've got this like white collar sense of pride about actually doing what the fuck you've been paid to do. That's ethics.
Working on the weekend.
Blue collar
ethics. Yeah, but
blue collar ethics. Well, whatever. You know.
No, blue collar is people who actually work for a living. White collar is people.
Yeah, I know. That's
dog fuck getting their hands dirty.
I love my job.
Zoroaster doesn't know what dog fuck is.
Dog fuck is when you basically do nothing. You know, when you're being paid and you're just hiding and circling the web,
pounding the poodle.
For instance, girl on the left.
Yeah,
funny we should
dog
be
fucking most of the day. Yeah. As I understand it's your job.
Yeah, but it's part of her job description.
And dog
you,
fucking
you
item
think
two.
I have a job description.
And if you want to use the term in mixed company, FTD will do.
They'll get it.
FTD.
Are you been like pooch po creating now?
Oh,
okay. Hound humping.
And of course, on Friday, I was sitting there for half the day waiting for somebody to come up to me and tell me that. But something about the work I'd done previously, so I could maybe do something else or work on it again and do some improvements. And about after lunch, I actually went to somebody who was just like, "Is there anything I could do?" And he's just like, "Go through, I don't know, install Flash and play with it or something."
So
like, literally,
do we want to open up the phone lines or something?
Just for a bit.
Actually,
Rancid Girl wants to say something for a bit. And
it's only for my job's only for 4.
What's months. The number?
Oh Jesus Christ,
my job?
People!
My job?
This now
I pick out a 1-800 number that spells something.
Here we go.
One
and
spray
I took
rant.
What? No, it's one you spray rant.
You spray rant
with a U.
You
spray
rant.
And they don't remember that?
I don't know. 1-877 say rant. 1-877 pay rant. There's lots of them. They don't remember it. We do it every week.
This is the frustration that is Samaritan.
It took me 4 months to get it.
Listen to him go. Notice now that he is actually sweating from his eyes.
There we go.
He does this. He gets all fucking mad.
Which one is it? They all spell the same thing, right?
I have.
They all spell the same thing.
Don't. Easy. Easy. He gets all fucking crazy, eh? 1-877
say rant.
I have a brand new Rose Hospital story for later
really?
On.
No repeats.
This
you doing pretty good.
This one was told to me by my girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Okay.
This is something that happened to her.
So if you're going to fucking dial in, do it now.
Jesus.
Because here we are waiting.
I'm going to recreate dialing the number.
It's 1-877. Nothing.
Red.
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
It's probably somebody phoning in. That's not her.
Don't be bitter. Just answer the fucking line.
Why can't she phone in? This better be Rancid Girl. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Rancid.
Excellent.
I just wanted to call and talk dirty to you.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to try and boost ratings, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have another girl with me. We're both going to, like, breathe all hard on the phone and stuff. Like, like that kind of.
Okay.
Like, not really.
Do your worst.
Hey, go ahead. What am I supposed to do? No, she doesn't
want to
do it anymore.
Okay, it's 5-4-3. You're so fucking fired. Hang up the phone, Sam. This is bullshit.
Are we violating?
Shut up. Somebody give me a shovel.
Look, I'll take the phone. And
oh, yeah, you go take the phone.
Rub
it on your genitalia.
Are we violating some sort of statute here?
We could be, almost.
What are you fucking porn? Why don't you just put a banner up on the fucking page?
So what did
but
you actually
you
phone in about?
Fucking their
I just wanted to say I love you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want you to marry me.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
All of you.
All of us.
The room. All
one big
of
mass
we're
wedding.
We're all going to marry you?
Yeah.
It's one of those
well,
mass weddings.
Somewhere that's legal.
Utah!
That's not one of the draws for the cult.
It's not a big mass wedding. Everyone can have sex with everyone else, but
I'll bring the Kool-Aid.
But can we do
if
it?
You want to hang a sign around your
okay.
neck at the meeting, then
okay.
go for it.
All right.
Okay, Rancid Girl, I know you're listening. Did you hang up?
No.
No. Oh,
she's still there.
Okay, Rancid Girl.
Uh-huh.
I suggest you may wish to change clans.
to
Cenobite.
Cenobite
clan. No, I'm not a freaking Cenobite.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
You're talking about sucking every single cult member's cock. What do you think they're going to think? Hello?
She has Cenobite tendencies.
What is she? What is she anyway?
She's a prophet, apparently.
Hey, you can fuck artistically.
She's a musician.
So you have like a combined clan. Why don't you make like clans where you can like mix too?
No.
Because I'm not a nomad. Because I'm not everything. But I'm like I'm a Cenobite.
Okay.
And a prophet.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a pro.
Oh, here we go. This is great. Rancid, you know I love you, okay? But let's just get this under control here for just a minute now. First of all, I am not going to create any new cult. That's bullshit. Second of all, I'm married. You're not getting anywhere near me. Third of all, half the people in the room are fucking married. You want to go out to Uncle Dak? Have your fill your boots because you'll go dialing 911.
Dak's waving.
Dak is waiting like the large barbarian Germanic doll guy in the beginning of the Gladiator film. Okay?
You are definitely a prophet. You perform on stage. You're a musician at heart.
You're a great kid. Who you got there with you, Rancid?
Pardon?
Who's there with you?
My friend Selena.
Your friend Selena.
Yeah, she's cute too.
She's a cutie.
Yeah.
We have a cute friend Selena.
Yeah.
Put her on the phone.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, Selena.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right, I suppose. I'm here with this strange, crazy person.
No kidding.
No kidding. No kidding.
How long have you known Rancid Girl?
Oh, God. 6-7 years.
Wow, long time.
Wow. And you haven't been scared off by her?
No, I'm just as scary when I want to be.
I see.
So, you ever seen... I won't get that way.
Sean was just about go for some ratings himself. There.
Yeah, this is... What? I haven't done anything.
My name wrong.
What? I haven't done anything.
My name wrong.
What the hell? Okay, well,
remember, your wife may be listening, Sean. That's always the threat.
Man, if I was... I would just simply die. My wife's got, like, this long remote control heart plug. I just
she's got
heart
the button.
Fucking death. That's it. My whole head would just explode. That'd be the end. All right, so, Selena, what do you know about cults?
Cults? Well, I belong to a cult.
Which one?
Really?
Which one? It's the... Oh, Christ. What's the name of our cult again? The Pressed Lesbian Vampire Cult.
Wow!
That's pretty good.
The Repressed Lesbian Vampire Cult.
No, it's the Pressed Lesbian Vampire Cult.
Pressed Lesbian Vampire Cult, which spells nothing. Oh, well. That's okay.
Okay. Your cult sucks. Our cult rolls.
No,
it's cool to hear from you guys. Is there anything else you guys wanted to say?
RLVC?
Is there anything you wanted to say?
I don't know. Is there anything you wanted to say?
Is that it?
Hold on. Do you have to say, like, what the hell? One, two, three, okay?
Both of you have to say what the hell.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. What the hell?
All right.
Well, that was just...
Was that their first call?
You know,
I think it was.
Somehow the RCMP I hear knocking on the door.
That wasn't as quite as impressive as
I
thought.
You know,
I felt like
I'm
it's just like
what
it was
about?
This weird. It was this weird combination between like the what the hell and like pajama party. I'm envisioning these
next
girls
week.
In, like,
what the hell pajama
with, like,
party?
Two jammies.
I'm thinking maybe they're just old enough that it's not statutory phone rape.
And they're in Saskatchewan, so you know, and like 13's legal.
That is unless, of course, they're using the phone.
Selena.
Quote, don't go there.
So what are you guys wearing?
Quote, hit him. Quote, start hitting him. Don't stop until I tell you. I want you to hit him until I get tired.
Nomad Buck X, you married that girl, my friend.
Yeah, they had a mock wedding on the weekend.
Apparently so, yes, I mentioned
oh
that
my
in,
God.
In cult as well.
Mock wedding,
yeah,
like
can
a
head girl guy. Can I preach?
I just lost my collar virginity.
Okay, here we go. What we have to
I
do.
I just envisioned Sean K in rollers. That was an ugly, ugly mental image.
It's illegal if you're related. Call me daddy. Call me daddy!
But you are daddy.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
I don't
don't feel good anymore.
You know, this show has just degraded to like this massively low.
Let's bring it up a level here. Let's bring it
you
up.
You know, people are
I'm taking a shower when I get home.
Can we just have a
nice shower?
Can we? How about we just get some nice, clean, gross hospital stories?
Yeah, let's look in a bit. In a few minutes. In a few minutes. I've got a little thing.
All
so yeah, Rant Radio actually officially has now a PR person. Amazing enough. So somebody's actually going to promote the station, proactively promote the station.
Who and where?
And it's going to be Evil Hayes, if you remember his name from way back. He was one of our DJs way back. Yep. And he's back again. He's in Australia now. And, so it's very cool. So guess what he's doing? He is actually making up flyers about Rant Radio and handing them out.
Fuck right off.
Insane.
You know what that guy is? That guy's dedicated.
No kidding, huh?
I'm
just a
seriously
little bit.
Considering, you know, after this cult contest winds down to an end, incidentally, if anyone would, I'll get to remind me, cult contest.
Okay.
We should do that. We should do that for cult. People, I should have, like, you know.
Hand out flyers.
Hand out flyers.
Go door to door.
Stickers.
Hello, sir.
Stickers,
I've got some good news for you today. Sam.
Yeah. Compete for corner space with the Johos.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. You stand right next to a bunch of Jehovah Witnesses with a cult magazine and a bunch of fucking black hair and steel in your face.
What about the aliens? Compete with
the aliens.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm surprised people are joining cult.
What
the fuck? Some race car drivers say they got took in a spaceship to go see Jesus?
Recruitment
meeting. Like.
We should hold one at the library.
We should. We should stand
and videotape
right
the whole thing. No,
not the library, man. In front of the art gallery.
No,
in front of the fucking art gallery, everybody goes in front of them.
We'll go and we'll get, like, we'll find where the Jehovah's Witnesses stand with that little Watchtower magazine.
Yeah.
And we'll get some of the cult members with our Gun Tower magazine.
Very Central Station,
like, the Watchtower and the Gun Tower. And we
Very
should some
Central
fucking guy be like, yeah!
You
know, and be like, walking up to them and fucking holding the Gun Tower.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some good news for you. You know, you're not going to heaven anyway because you're not part of the Seven Tribes, and we can bust your ass out if you sign them now. You're not getting there. You know you're not getting there. You're too fucking old. But when you're in hell, we'll bust your ass out if you just sign up right here. What do you got to lose?
There's more than 40,000 spots in cult.
There's more than 40,000 spots in cults. Come on up.
Instead of saying, have you heard the good news, we should tell them, have you heard the bad news?
Have you heard the bad news? You're not going to heaven. So, join cult. Shantae accepts you as a failure. Come on in. More ammo's in the back. Grab a rifle, mind the detox, put on the gas mask, and start slinging shells, baby. Because we're dispensing justice at 600 feet per second in a hollow point fashion. Thanks for coming out.
You know,
oh,
yeah,
my God.
Sean could do public access TV.
Hey,
oh,
are you fucking kidding me? Do you have any idea? Smokehouse.
He'd be busted in 2 seconds.
I'd be so fucking jammed, man.
He'd have half a show.
Smokehouse is convinced he's going to get me on the cover of Time magazine.
No kidding, huh?
No, yeah. Smokehouse is one of the biggest fucking advocates in the world for my shit, man. It's crazy.
You will get on the. You will get on the.
Well, I'll get on the fucking news, all right. When I'm the last guy up on the top, I'm like, shh. Yeah, fuck you. I'm not coming out. I've been sent here to destroy you. No, I'm sorry, man. The only thing I didn't
send me another hostage negotiator.
Send more gas.
Top of the world, Ma.
Top of the fucking world. You know what I do is I just put my.
Who's wheezing when they laugh there? Who's that? Is that you, Dak? I think. Yeah. Yep, that's the wheeze. It's Dak Wheeze.
Yes, yes. It's absolutely brutal.
You know, if you get him going really well, he does the Muttley laugh.
I don't think any
God.
People are old enough to know
that's,
what Muttley is.
Oh, I think so. Though.
It's not enough that he's handing out flyers.
It's not enough
he's handing out flyers. He's taking it to the next step. There's more. He's getting married in 3 months, and he's putting it on the wedding invitations. Rant, www.rantradio.com.
Oh, my God, do I ever want to see that?
I said, send a scan in. Send one in.
Send,
oh, my
mail God. Us one.
Like, that gets framed.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That shit gets framed now. Now.
That
shit gets fucking framed.
Crazy.
Holy cow.
Dedication. Out the wazoo.
What's really funny is a couple of years after that when Rant Radio and Cult gets named in the divorce settlement.
Yep, that's one of the reasons.
Cult members don't divorce. They just kill the other member and bury them somewhere. Yes, it's true.
It's the radio stations that suffer in the end.
It is.
It's always the fucking media. Hey, man, media sucks ass. All the media that's out there in the world today, why are people tuning into Rant Radio? Why are people joining Cult? Because they're sick of the fucking media. They keep on getting the same shit fed to them over and over and over again, and they're fucking sick of it. Here it is. Who would turn in? I want to know. Who would tune in, even if I didn't swear, if I was giving you the news? Even if I read it the way it's listed. Could you just imagine, you know, I'm reading the teleprompter. In the news today, Prime Minister or Second Prime, what the fuck is his name? Oh, I'm sure. Beep, 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 beep. Thank you. Yeah, in the news today. Can I get a drink of water? In the news today, Vice President Al Gore. Yeah, Vice President Al Gore,
you're destroying your mic.
He's doing a bunch of good stuff there. He's, fuck it. Take five. You know, hi, I'm Bob. I'm the janitor. They fired Sean.
I'm taking over.
Fuck that. Okay, I'm sorry. The reason why people always ask me, why do you swear so much? Why are you always so in your face about something? Because we're sick of it, man. We're sick of it. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, and that's why people laugh. That's why all you people turn in. Why do you turn in? Why do they tune in? Why do they tune in? Why do they listen to me? Because they know what I'm saying is the fucking truth.
It's the truth, and it's entertaining.
It's
at
the
same
it's
time.
And I'm giving it to you straight.
Yep.
I'm giving it to you straight. You know, and I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change.
The truth is controversial.
The truth is controversial. People don't like it when they say, well, Al Gore's fucked. You know, well, he is fucked. The guy thinks he invented the internet. Hello.
And I'm sorry. I'll take Al Gore over fucking George Bush.
Whatever. Bomb. Hold on.
He, like, signed a piece of paper. That's all he did, is sign a piece of paper that made it some money handed down to schools. I think that's what he did. And that's all he did. He didn't invent
that
it.
Thing is basically a rhetorical device used
first
in
went
speech.
Up.
He didn't invent the TCP/IP stack or anything.
I think what it was like a rhetorical device which got taken massively, like which got like basically a poorly constructed rhetorical device in
and,
one
and
speech.
Taken out of context.
Meanwhile, you've got like George W. Bush, who's like, you should vote for me because I look kind of like my dad.
On TV.
Yeah, I look kind of like my dad. Well, okay, so I'm not the smartest guy, but. You know, I'm number two, but I try harder. You know, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Basically, everybody jumped on basically Dan Quayle because he couldn't spell fucking potato. This fucking moron couldn't name the fucking leaders of nine other fucking countries that he was going to fucking meet.
Not good.
Fuck.
Bad PR.
Alrighty, let's get to the gross hospital story.
Time for gross hospital story. You all warmed up, Doc? Ready to go? Okay.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Hello. Afternoon, boys and girls. It's your old Uncle Zach here with another story. I'd like to say that this one's my story, but it ain't. Well, in case I haven't mentioned it, your Uncle Dak is dating somebody now. Fucking scary. And she is a first aid medic. She's got her level 3 up here, which basically means she's just this shy of being being an EMT. And I was asking her, do you have any really gross stories? And she's like, why? And I said, well, you know, there's this thing I told you I do every Sunday night.
Not revealing
any
details
too
much.
And she went, yeah, but I thought you said that was getting rid of the bodies. I said, no, that's something else. Okay, that's Saturday. That's why, you know, we have to cut the dates short usually at that time of night.
You got such a full week, though.
Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, she told me about the grossest injury she ever had to attend.
How gross was it?
Well, a couple weeks back, your Uncle Dak mentioned a thing called a pressure injection injury. This is where somebody managed to get oil shot in. No, just wait. This is what I'm setting this up. I want everyone to know what a pressure injection injury is. A pressure injection injury is where somebody has fluid or air shoved into your body under such a high level of pressure that it basically swells the tissues. In this case, the injury was somebody managed to get a pint, 500 mils of basically oil injected into their hand. Now that was your Uncle Dak's story.
About 2 weeks ago.
That was about 2 weeks ago. This is Tracy's story. Tracy is working as a medic. She is working for a first aid company, and so they're sending around to fill in for people that are basically there. And she is working at a plant
She wasn't very, very clear about what they were making. It was an industrial plant, and they're doing some overhauls. And apparently, the first aid attendant who normally works there was taking time off due to stress from the amount of small injuries that were going on in this place, because apparently they were as shoddy as you could fucking believe. So she ends up going to work there for a couple of days, and in the 2 days she was there, she had 5 fucking injuries, which is insane, even if they are minor injuries.
Injuries to herself?
She had to. She had to tend to. Well, the worst one was the last one. She basically called her boss up the next day and said, I am not fucking going back there. These guys are working on a hydraulic press.
Those are always good for laughs.
And, ready for this one, boys and girls? This guy's trying to clear the pipe. And they're pumping the pressure up to make sure that there's no leaks or cracks in it. So the guy sees some, what he thinks some liquid basically coming out, and he goes over to the side, starts scrubbing to basically take away a little bit of the corrosion that's on the cylinder, and says, turn up the pressure, I think I've got one. It sprays into his face. This guy got hydraulic oil, a pressure injection injury into his eye. Needless to say, he lost the eye, like you to imagine oil coming out under a pinprick pressure, cutting into his eye, and filling up the eye socket and that area of the brain and, like, the skull.
Ooh, that's really nice.
I'm thinking that just can't feel good.
I'm thinking that's going to leave a mark.
That's going to look pretty nasty when it happens.
Wow.
Tracy and I met taking first aid together. And I have to say that, you know, they covered quite a bit of shit, but they didn't tell us at all how the fuck to handle that.
How do you treat that?
Prophet Spidey summed it up best there. Hydraulic press is bad. Yeah, that's...
How do you treat that? What do you do?
What do you do?
Put a damp towel over his head.
Walk it off.
No, what she did is she basically maintained C-spine. That made sure his neck didn't move, so in case he had any broken vertebrae.
Quite possible with that pressure.
Yes. She then basically just put a little bit of packing over it, strapped his ass down, got him into the fucking ambulance, and drove his ass to the fucking hospital.
Well, that's a wrong thing to do. She should have just put a pillow over his head and fired 3 rounds. Fuck that.
Yes, I think that would have been fucking kinder.
Like, screw that shit. Just smash.
Yes, it was. Well, all business. I don't know if the actual site was, but it required a WCB, that's a Workers' Compensation Board first aid attendant, to be working there. So I would make the assumption there was at least some form of union involved in it.
So that guy got some time off then.
He was basically...
back to work the next day.
He was hospitalized for a while.
Oh, yeah. Got, like, oil into his brain, probably. It shot right up in there, eh?
It basically filled the eye socket. He lost the eye. It took out his eye.
If it took out his eye, I wouldn't want to see what it did to his ocular nerve.
Yeah.
They got those little circuits. And he's already got the oil there. It's probably pretty conductive.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't catch him in the nuts or something.
Oh. Wow.
Which would you want worse?
Wow. I mean, what do you say to that, really? You know, what do you say to that?
Well, bad luck, guy.
Actually, I can tell you what he said at the time.
My fucking eye! Oh, God, my eye! Fuck! Something
nope.
Like that?
Yeah.
Kidding. Safety goggles, anyone?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I think I should...
I really don't think safety goggles would make much
of
a difference.
Well,
that
it
one.
Wouldn't fucking hurt. Shoot up. I'll just humor me, okay?
It'll be a damn good
you're either going to lose your eye or you're going to get...
I'm either going to lose my eye or...
shards
lose my eye.
Lose your eye. Or maybe not.
Tracy and me were throwing down gross stories to see who had the worst.
I think you probably
I took
win
her,
hands down.
I took her apart. She didn't
little,
stand a
little
chance.
Grubs up in the
the only gross thing that ever had happened to me personally was I had the Army take out one of my wisdom teeth. I don't know if I've ever told this story. I had the Army take out my wisdom teeth, and of course, you know, the Army can't do shit, right? So they and
there's his name
fifth
again,
time
Dr.
around.
Mangala?
Yeah, Joseph Mangala.
Did you tell him where the diamonds were?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I've been worked on with a dental drill in an army chair in an East German hospital. And you wonder why I swear a lot. So
Like, how about, I'll wash your mouth out with soap. You go ahead, motherfucker. Anyway, that'll be a nice switch. So what happened was that this guy goes, he freezes my mouth up with about 7 needles, right? So I got, my whole face fell off. And he goes and takes this big fucking drill, cuts open my, I've got like a whole bunch of stitches. He takes all 4 out, both the top and bottom, all at once. The whole work comes out at one time. So I swell up like a bowling ball, okay? About 3 weeks later, swelling goes down. I can eat solid food, shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like I got this lump in the back of my mouth, right by the molars. And I'm kind of tonguing, you know, when you got something in your mouth. And
yeah.
Like, and you're kind of tonguing, and you're like, what the hell is that? You know, what the fuck is that? Anyway, whatever.
Oh, this hurts. I better keep touching
it. No, it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt.
Just
so I carry on.
Big and swollen.
Week passes. Another week passes. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, whatever, you know. So I'm sort of going along, and lump's not going away, but I don't know how it's supposed to feel, right? Because, you know, you get
maybe there's supposed to be a lump.
I don't know, right? Maybe this is just how, because it's sitting there, and gradually after 3 weeks now, it's been 3 weeks, and the lump is a little bit tender.
That one was the worst story. Stand up and drop your bowels, lady. That was
yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah, the woman who stands up and spontaneously fucking died. But anyway. So one day, I'm with my cousin and a chick I was seeing at the time. And we were in a subway, you know, the subway restaurant, not an actual underground train, like a subway sandwich
restaurant.
Yeah, okay. And so I reach into my mouth, you know, and you kind of, you know, and you're picking shit out of your teeth, you know.
Yeah.
And you go. And all of a sudden, I like, feel the lump, and I touch it, and this, like, it was like a really thick yogurt explodes into my mouth.
Oh, pus.
And it goes and seeps into around my tongue, and the smell that comes out of my mouth. And it's already in my fucking mouth. Okay. And I'm sitting there, and I got this shit in my mouth. This would be bad. I then stand up, make a motion like I want to leave. My cousin doesn't get up fast enough, so I crawl over the fucking table. So I'm sitting there. I make it to the bathroom, and I spit out this green pussy fluid into the sink. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm sucking my cheeks in to try to suck more of this pus out of my head and spit it into the sink.
Oh.
My cousin Corey walks in. He looks down in the sink. There's this big lump. Now, this is about the size of a marble. And it's like got a solid kind of mucus sort of pussy substance to it, the size of a marble in there. And I'm like sitting there, and I'm sucking on the blood and brushing it out. Now, at this point, I'm in fucking pain. This hurts a lot. Consequently, I'm angry. If I get in pain, I'm fucking angry. I'm like, cock, sucker.
Oral
I walk
the yogurt
down
shit.
To White Rock. Right by the White Rock.
Thing,
so I'm like, and people are like,
oh,
what's wrong?
One.
What's wrong, Sean? What's wrong? And my fucking mouth exploded.
They're
right?
Like, what?
I'm spitting shit into the sink, and I'm fucking mad now, right? I'm like, motherfucker, right? Oh, that's just perfect. Some fucking neo-Nazi dentist just fucked up my jaw, and now I'm like bleeding from my fucking mouth. That's perfect. And I can't get that goddamn smell out of my fucking nose and my own rotting fucking flesh. I love this shit. So I'm so pissed off. I walk down. Like, this is instant. I walk out of the subway.
Yeah.
Janaea's all, what's wrong? Shut up. I walk out the door. I walk down to the London Drugs. I go into the London Drugs, which because there's a London Drugs or a pharmacy just down the street from the subway there.
Okay.
I go out and around. I walk in there. There is a bottle of Listerine. I walk up, grab the Listerine, put it on the fucking counter, and walk back over. I'm in severe pain, right?
Yeah.
And I'm really mad, and I got blood smeared on the side of my mouth. The cashier promptly gives me my change, and I leave the store. Right?
Are you okay? Quote?
Yeah, oh, yeah, she's fine.
Oh, she watches this stuff on TV.
Oh, yeah, it's
gory operations.
So then I sit there. I make it back up, realize I got blood on my mouth, go back into the subway bathroom. Corey's really, really worried now. He's like, are you really okay? I'm going to be just fucking fine, right? Get in the bathroom, spin the top off, break the foil, big mouthful of Listerine goes in. You know when you hurt yourself
pain.
And you close your eyes and you get that kind of bright sort of star thing going on and it feels like you got 110 volts in your spine? You ever had that kind of pain where you're like,
yes.
And you feel that buzzing shit going on?
Uh-huh.
That's what's happening now. Okay, and I'm really mad now. So I start shaking my head back and forth like a great white shark. I think a guy walked into the goddamn bathroom, sees me standing there going, and I spit this shit into the sink, which is now blood, yellow Listerine, and pus goes into the sink. After that, 3 or 4 minutes later, the pain subsides to a level where I can see.
White Gary and shit.
And I am able to then walk out of the restaurant. Surprisingly, I healed up just fine after that.
And you didn't go to the doctor about that?
I didn't go to the doctor at all.
God.
I had for a long time.
Can you?
Yes. That's what killed Ramses.
What?
An abscess tooth is what killed Ramses.
See, the fucking Ramses tooth. See, that's what people... See, what happens is people...
Didn't kill him,
angry.
Made him harder.
See, like, that whole, like, parasite thing?
Yeah.
I'd love to see the parasite that gets inside my body. Because
I'll
chase him around my body with an X-Acto knife. Slit. He got into your foot. He's making his way to his heart.
Fuck my foot.
And he's going to be fucking surprised when he gets past the knee and finds fuck all. Morning!
He'll pop out and he'll squish him with my other foot.
So fuck you too, you little tick. Huh? You like that shit?
I had for about a week.
I'm going to open up the phone lines.
Okay, go ahead. So for a couple of weeks, I had this nasty fucking headache.
I can't do it well.
And I go see my doctor. And he tells me, oh, it's a pain in my sinus. And he tells me, oh, you've got a sinus infection. Puts me on antibiotics. I take them. 2 weeks go by. Of course, that was not the problem. The pain gets better. I don't have a problem anymore. About 2 weeks after I get off the antibiotics, the pain comes back. I go see my doctor again. He says, oh, you must have developed a resistance to the antibiotics. I'll give you another type of antibiotics. I go do that. I take them for 2 weeks. I'm off them for about a week and a half. The pain comes back, and it's really, really fucking severe. So I'm trying to decide whether I should go to work the next day. And all of a sudden, in the side of my mouth, my gum starts to swell up. And it's kind of got a little bit of punchy. I think, like, what the hell? Because I haven't got a toothache or anything like that. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I asked Jans, I said, have I got a lump or something like that? And he said, yeah, you got a little one. I said, don't worry about it. So I'm thinking maybe I'll go see a dentist or something. And in an hour later, this thing swells up to, now my cheek is starting to swell. It's like the size of a goddamn, like, jawbreaker underneath my gum. Jans takes a look at it and says, let's go up to the hospital. So we go up to the hospital. The doctor sees me. The first thing he asks is, do we have an emergency dentist on call? They're like, no. Is there any way he can get to one? No. Okay, first thing in the morning, go see a dentist immediately.
Like, get up.
Yeah.
Put on clothes and car seat and dentist.
Yeah, so I did. Like, first thing in the morning, I walk in, didn't even make an appointment, showed it to my dentist. My dentist went, holy shit. Cut it open, and basically I had an abscess that was in the entire root of the tooth and up into the jaw in the top of my skull. They had to give me a root canal and scrape the bone. You want to know what it was all caused by? Didn't have a cavity in the tooth. I had a tiny little piece of fucking popcorn shell slide up under the gum.
That'll do it.
I had to sit there. My doctor, my dentist, giving me more fucking Novocaine than I've ever had in a single fucking procedure. Well, he scraped the bone.
Tell him about the colors, Knuckles.
And you know what's the best part of this is there wasn't an there's no like emergency dentist on call for like what the entire city of Langley.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Zoska.
Zoska.
Zoska, right here. I was out in the outback the other day and I was fucking this roo, right? And I saw this Rant Radio tattooed on his ass.
What'd you do then?
Yeah, I was wondering, like, what the fuck is this Rant Radio shit? He's on my fucking wall of his tongue, too. He was sucking my cock and I'm like, what the hell? Radio? The fuck is that?
I gotta say, Zero Star, you've done some submissions for the cult logo. For the Sean K logo.
I don't think this is their store.
This ain't their store. This is Oscar.
Oh.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Wrong guy. Never mind.
Are you the guy calling from Australia?
Fuck.
So you're the guy who's in BC from Australia.
Yeah, it's me, right.
From Australia. When did you move over?
This back. I moved over in March.
March. So we do have some people who listen to Rant Radio in Australia.
Yeah?
Yep. I can't remember their names off the top of my head, but we do. We do have a following in Australia.
Well, holy shit.
Yep.
They're fucking kangaroos. Like, are they tattooed it on their ass?
I hear you guys kill kangaroos like it's ain't no thing down there. Like, you kill them left, right, and center. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of them, right?
Oh, yeah. Hell of a lot.
They're like opossums here.
They're fucking pests. Right. They're just fucking pests down there.
What I think you should do to have fun, because I know they're fucking with the Australian laws down there. Like, the internet laws are brutal, eh?
Oh, fucking right.
So what you need to do, here's what you do. You go down there, right?
Yeah.
You get yourself some kangaroos. Get about 15, 20 of them when they're young.
I got a fucking farm of them.
All right, here's what you do.
Fucking harem, right, you know?
Before you go back,
yeah,
you swing by the racetrack and pick up some steroids.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
And then you go swing down, get some really good weed, like some good BC weed and the steroids.
Oh, from like Texada.
There you go, Texada green.
You get
the Texada gold going on.
Yeah.
You bring that down there. You stone them all up, and then you cut them off. So they're jonesing, they're on steroids, and then you feed them PCP and let them go in Sydney. And put them all with Rant Radio t-shirts on, and they'll just be ripping shit up, and they'll be beating the fuck out of people.
Hey,
and they'll be, you have to shoot them in the head or the heart, or they'll just piss them off. And we'll have these great big red Joeys kicking ass.
We were rounding up them Aboriginal slaves the other day, and when we confiscated this fucking didgeridoo. Fucking www.fuckingrantradio shit on there, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, what the f- you gotta play some didgeridoo shit on your fucking radio.
Doesn't quite fit in with the format, but if it happens to be in...
fuck, man, they're like, you know, they're carving into that shit. It's the least you could do.
I know Sean has an album of didgeridoo music.
I do, in fact. I do. I have an original
tune. Man, you should see, like, Australian farts, like, blah, 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 blah. Fucking sweet.
All right, with your best Australian accent, give us a good what the hell, buddy.
Yeah, what the fucking hell, right?
All right.
That was excellent.
Excellent, Smithers.
I loved it.
Good on you. That's what I love about the Australian people. You know what the Australian people are? They're Irish convicts.
No kidding.
That's where they all come from.
Yep.
They all got fucked off and sent down there. So I have a certain kinship with the,
Australians. Yep.
They're a lot of fun.
So phone lines are open again.
Phone lines are open again, and we only got about 4 minutes left on the show.
So put your call in now.
Put your call in soon. Call early. Call often.
I'm gonna. Yeah.
I love the way we arrange our hours on what the hell to end exactly when the noise restrictions start.
No kidding. Well, we have to, you know.
Going right along with this, I did want to. Oh, sorry. No. Am I cutting you off? There was a lot of people are asking about the contest. The contest. Is going very, very well. The logo contest.
Right.
The cult contest.
Do we get to see any of these amazing...
No, they're on the page. They're on the webpage.
Yeah, well, that would imply I have fucking internet.
Well, you can see them after or whatever right now.
Prophet Zerstar put this fucking logo up, which I really like.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty goddamn
good. It'll get a reaction out of you.
Yeah, it's the one you got to use your imagination with the SK combination.
Yeah, you got to see the SK before you jump to any conclusions.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Nixter.
Hello, Nixter, my buddy.
Love that Nixter.
What's up? Just submitted a wallpaper for Cult.
Oh, really?
Well, we'll go to it live now.
Is it up on the page?
Yeah, I just submitted it right now, but it's like 86K, so...
It's still uploading, or...?
I think so.
Okay, we'll put it in the IRC when it's finished uploading, and everyone can go to it.
Okay.
Sounds good, man.
Excellent. So it's, what size is it? 1024 or? 800 by 600 or?
1280 by 1024.
1280 by 1024. Excellent.
Sweet.
Fully scalable down to whatever desktop you have.
For some people,
See. Hold on. It's there.
It's there now.
It's there. Post the link on the IRC so everyone can go to it and take a look at it.
Okay.
And I'll be guaranteed to throwing that wallpaper on my desktop, to be sure.
Excellent.
Also, if other people want to know, I love that Nixter, maybe working with me to create another Flash intro, we're going to have one of my rants as a Flash intro rant combination,
yep.
Which is something we've been... Now, this isn't going to be for a while, because he's got a fucking life, and he's got shit to do, but this is stuff that's in the works, so it's very, very cool. That's happening.
Just as a suggestion for the Flash intros, there's some ones on the Rant Radio page
the Nine Inch Nails and the Techno one.
Yeah.
That are scalable to any window size.
Yeah, that. I actually made an intro, flash intro for my page to practice, and it's scalable to any.
Okay,
I figured out how to do that.
Okay, that's good. That's good, because it's way better, because you don't know what size their page is going to be.
Yep. I figured that out. It was only like my third one, so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, you're brilliant, man. Some
that's
of this
great stuff.
The shit you're doing is art, man. It's awesome.
Yep,
you're going to make yourself a mess of money for sure.
Well, that's what I'm going for.
I hear you. But, okay, so in your best tone, buddy, give me a what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
All right.
Shit, the cult server is kind of slowed.
Kind of slow.
Probably because everybody and their dog is going there.
It really shouldn't be slowed. I mean, that's a... Oh, maybe it's the computer it's slowed. What is the computer?
Server that's getting slowed. The problem is cult is served off a P1 166 MMX.
Ah.
No. Not MMX, just Pentium 166.
That could be the problem.
And it's only got 32 megs of RAM in it. In the future, I don't know, maybe we'll have the Free Sean K Fund will pillage it and get a better server or something. It's on a wicked backbone.
What are you trying to say,
girl on the left? 14
megabits. 14 megabit backbone.
Don't have a fast enough database server. I also want to migrate it over to a MySQL system, too. Right now it's running on Postgres, and I think MySQL is quicker. But, you know, it's 50,000 lines of code, and I don't want to rewrite it right yet.
So,
is that like my old machine?
As we sign off here, it's 11 o'clock. Why don't we go take a look at it live so you can see our response?
Before we go, though, I'd like to ask everybody to wish your Uncle Dak a lot of luck because he has to go take his fucking test again on Wednesday because he fucked it the first time.
So, I'm sure
everybody
say their prayers.
Holy ads.
Holy ads? What is this?
Nasty porno ads.
For what?
Pink teens, but I closed them all.
Aw.
Oh, that's cool.
That's very cool. And it's got the little clamps
the
on the left-hand
going,
side.
That's cool. That's sweet. That's a good fucking...
Unfortunately, it's a JPEG, so it's got a little compression artifacts there. What?
No, that's because you're running 16-bit color on that machine. 32-bit
mm-hmm.
color, that won't show up.
Mm-mm. Don't think so.
Well, whatever. We're not going to get on.
Oh, I
well,
like that wallpaper.
Well, if he wants to correct it, I mean, we got to tell him. I am running 32-bit color.
Oh, in that case, he compressed it too much.
Yep. Use PNG. Oh, actually, just put zero compression on your JPEG. How about that?
Yeah, run it quality 10 on Photoshop if that's what you're doing. Of course, you know that already. You don't need me telling you. Never
mind. Well, some
if you tell me, I don't know any of this shit.
Well,
don't care either, really, but you tell me.
So let's run around the room here. And
the IRC first.
Do the IRC. So, the hardcores. We got... Gargoyle Mr. Echo and four Gargoyle Mr. Echo. He's in the twist with hell. Renard.
I don't know.
Diaper Combat Monkey. Diaper Combat Monkey, I don't think I know you.
Nope.
Want to get
brand new.
Brand new. Cult or Kennedy at rantradio.com.
You may
awesome.
Be a candidate for cult.
Yes, absolutely.
Diaper Combat Monkey, you throw a piece of fecal matter for me.
Yes, absolutely. There's Hatter, Hellbound, all invited for the cult. Nomad Buck X, Nomad Fourier, Prophet Nixter. Love that Nixter. Prophet Diener, my man. Robert Fork, the prolific guy. I know right now he's sitting there designing logos up the ass. Incidentally, for everyone who's listening, Zerstor is not the winner. I have not declared him the winner because I know people, he said Zerstor won. No, I did not say he won. I was just making mention of some of his
logos. The contest
logos.
Is still going on?
Yes. So we're going to try to go for more obscure. I don't want, like, pictures of skulls and shit. I'm not Iron Maiden here, okay? Look at some military insignias that are running around. Stuff like that. Take a look at some of Fork's previous stuff that exists. And run around with it. Have some fun with it, okay? Just, I mean, it's not an Iron Maiden album cover, you know? I don't want to fucking... This is going on business cards and shit, too. Ah, fuck it. Be crazy. Who cares? Put barbed wire on it. Who gives a shit? Have a goat's head. Who gives a fuck? Whatever you want to do.
Combat Monkey says, can do, Dax. I'll throw back a bran muffin and let go a few projectiles in your name. Good luck, bud.
Thank you.
Keep it going down the list. We got Buck X for you. Love that next year, Diener. Fork, Prophet Rancy Girl, and her little friend, Selena. And Fardo just showed up.
Fado, a little late, but that's
Fado,
okay.
Hey, Fado. Rancy Girl, Scribe, Smokehouse, Zerstor, Ronan Burns, Vampire Asmodee, the Lone Vampire, who I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That guy's goth enough for me. And then XX91X and Prophet Spidey. And Scribe was there for most of the night, too. I don't know where he's hiding at, though.
Yeah, probably could have taken off. Who? Scribe?
Yeah, Prophet Scribe.
He's right there.
Scribe's
right
there.
He's there.
Where is he?
You said him.
Did I see him?
Yeah, he just zipped through his name.
Cool. Alrighty. So.
Who's in the house here?
Going around the room, we have
Good night from your old Uncle Dak.
And then, yeah, good night for me.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, that was just too sweet.
Wow, it was just like...
I'm going to have...
been sitting here a second face.
Dripping.
Why not? It's been the fucking Rant Radio pajama party. Hi, guys. What are you doing?
I got my girlfriend here.
I painted my nails. I'm going to fucking paint the walls with your fucking blood. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then we have girl on the left.
Hi.
Hi.
Bye-bye. You don't know it, but she's actually a leather-clad bitch goddess.
Yep.
I dream about her that way.
The Purse of Evil.
The Purse of Evil.
Which has got your...
Which has my name on it. It's loaded up with nails, and she's going to hit me with it.
That is evil. I think that...
Last time I saw a woman with a purse like that, I was asking if she would do it with peanut butter. I mean, seriously.
I think staring at that thing too long could cause those same kind of seizures that that Japanese... like
Pokemon seizures.
I think so. Pokemon seizures.
I can voluntarily bet, you know, if it's sunny out, I can voluntarily blind anybody I want.
And then we have, last but not least, the 200% sexy
projectile
vomit
man.
No.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Oh, you fucking tease.
What's my motivation for this vomit?
Are you sure I didn't date you?
Alrighty, so that's it. It's, you want to do your big...
send-off.
Send-off.
Yeah.
It's been fucking 9 minutes. This
hour is 22 minutes.
Selena just said pajamas. Who needs pajamas?
Oh, come on. Okay, I know we're all rabid geeks here, but just Jesus Christ.
Make sure you send this out to everyone. And they're on your ICQ list. So listen in next week, Sunday, 9 p.m. for 2 hours Pacific Standard Time. And we'll see you in 6 days and 22 hours.
Perk, leather-clad bitch.
Perk?
Yes, turn in for the Rant Radio fucking pajama party.
I swear we should do one. Just like
a Rant Radio pajama party.
We got to find out when the next long weekend.
We got to have a broadcast marathon.
Yes, it's going to be a broadcast marathon.
Let me know.
Marathon.
I want to fucking be there for it.
It's going to be at least 24 hours. Who just did that?
Who just did what?
Click, click. Did you touch?
Oh, whatever. How did I do that? I've got fucking two fingers on the microphone.
It's really loud. You heard it, right?
It was Dak.
Okay, it was Dak.
Dak did it.
No, if I did something.
Shut up, Dak. You did it.
So that one day we're going to do this all day, Sunday.
Your cult's going to look mighty funny without a leader.
Not really. They're expecting it.
Yep.
The minute I die, that's the last final sign. Then they all go on the warpath. More appropriately.
They have their orders already.
Oh, yeah.
Centralized groups of barely organized.
If I'm not at the show every Sunday, that's when hell breaks out. Sean couldn't make it to the show. Like, fuck, he couldn't make it to the show.
We need explanation in now. He needs to phone in with his cell phone.
He needs to phone in now to prevent us from starting to light shit on fire. That's the kind of level. Because you know that Gloom Bunny would. Gloom Bunny would be sticking knives in people's fucking heads, man.
Until someone gave her the answers,
she'd
right?
She'd be like listening in a room.
The shit out of me.
She'd stand up, go out, kill both her parents.
Hammer.
Fuck you, Mom. Sean's in jail. Out in the street, eh? Knock, knock, knock. Good morning. Smash! And everybody walking down the street, there's fucking blood running out the doorways. People are making big K's on the fucking walls. Concrete got the street chalk out. People running along. Send more cops. Meanwhile, I'm in my car. It's broken down. My cell phone's dead. You know,
out of batteries.
I sure hope nobody's taking this shit seriously. I can't seem to make contact with my man. Split screen. There's people up in the bank. Bring me your child. Bring me your other child. You know, we will take out the first generation. Yeah, damn, I wish I had a tow truck. You know, get back. What's that? City's on fire. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a story.
All because you decided you had to get away for a couple of days.
Yeah,
have
that damn man switch. One Sunday, everybody starts shooting each other. Fuck, what the hell? The ghetto boy still is being prayed. It's all, die, motherfucker, die. Oh, yeah, it'll be great. Yeah, it'll be really good. All right, babies, I guess we better check it out.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.